This is Chi High Hockey.
WOGO. Your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Braniza Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Greg Stewart.
W-O-G-O.
Good morning from Bob Suter's Capital Ice Arena in Middleton. It's the top-ranked Chi High Cards against the Brookfield East Stars in the WIAA State D1 Tournament Semifinals. The Cards are 24-3. They've won 17 straight. Brookfield, out of the Classic 8 Conference, is 25-1, and they have won 5 in a row. We're at the Cap here in Middleton, and alongside all season long, and this afternoon, this morning, and hopefully tomorrow night with me as well, is Cooper Fosvick, the former Cards defenseman. I'm Greg Stewart. Our producer today is Super Sam Aberle. And Coop, these kids have worked all season for this chance to play here at the Capital Ice Center in the state tournament.
Yeah, I mean, what more can you say? It's a state tournament. The stakes have never been higher. So, you know, like you said, these kids have, you know, put their heart and soul into this game and into each other, and they made it here, you know, and now the goal is to win it all, and that starts with the Stars this morning.
Yeah, don't know a lot about Brookfield. We've played some common opponents. They're a good team. They've got an awesome first line of Simon, Templeton, and Sexton. They have scored 155 points. We have an awesome first line as well of Drew Bovey and Mason Johnson and Jackson Hoy. I call it the microwave line because they can heat up in a hurry.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, the thing about the state tournament is every opponent is going to be really, really tough. You know, I know that Simon for the Stars is a really good hockey player, and he might give us some fits today. But there's a lot of things that we can do that we do well that will hopefully separate us from them and get us a win today.
Their first line, 155 points. Our first, 157. That's how similar they are. So this should be a whole lot of fun. You make it, Coop, this far, and you're going to play good competition.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you don't make the state tournament by accident. You know, you do the right things. You do the little things right. You play as a team, and you're well coached. So, you know, there's only four teams that make it now.
Yep.
You know, so there's not a single weak link. This is going to be a super competitive hockey game.
Yeah. And the field has been narrowed in D2 in the boys tournament. It was New Richmond out of the BRC beating Tomahawk 8-4. St. Mary Springs knocked off another BRC team, River Falls. So it's St. Mary Springs against New Richmond tomorrow in D2. For the girls, D.C. Everest beat Sun Prairie. They're moving on. And River Falls lost in their girls' game 5-4 against Kapir. So it's Kapir against D.C. Everest in the girls' game tomorrow. All the D1 games are today. Following our game, it is Notre Dame against Madison Edgewood. We saw both those teams this year. Chi lost Edgewood in early on this season and beat Notre Dame over in a tournament in Green Bay. So we've got to look at some of these teams here. First time, though, that we've played Brookfield this season, and I'm sure, I don't think we played them before.
I don't believe so.
Yep. So, time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game, Coop. What do you think? Toyson Ford, you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. What are the keys to move on to the championship game tomorrow night?
Well, I'm going to sound like a broken record here for people that have been listening a lot, but the first thing is getting that first goal. You know, we're got a good amount of fans here. I mean, I would say we've got well over half the fans here. Let's get them involved early. Let's get up on them early, score a goal, be physical out of the gates, just like we did at Spash. The next thing is going to be special teams. We don't know these refs. You know, we don't know anything about that. We don't know if it's going to be a lot of penalties or not, but we do know that our power play and our penalty kill need to be spot on today. And the last thing is what the Cardinals do best, and it's that forecheck, man. I mean, teams have a tough time getting out of their own zone when we're putting it on them, just like we did against Spash. If we play that game that we did against Spash today, we'll come home with a win.
By the way, congratulations to Scott Parker, head coach of the Chi-Hi Cardinals, 37 here this year on UW-Eau Claire. He's the coach of the year, Wisconsin Coaches Association, and Jackson Hoym is the player of the year. They're bringing home the hardware to Chippewa Falls.
That's just so cool. You know, Coach Parker is about as well-deserved of an award as you can get, and same with Jackson Hoym. You know, they're both guys that devoted their life to the game of hockey. So to see them get recognized is great. But I think it says a lot about this team and their leadership, you know, not only with Scott Parker, but Jackson Hoym leading as a captain. So huge honor for them, and I couldn't be more happy for them.
Well, this is Cardinal Countdown ahead of the state semifinal today at the Capitol Ice Arena. And we'll take a break. Cards Hockey on WOGO, and we will be back.
Make tonight a Topper's night. Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls makes their dough from scratch every day with fresh hand-cut veggies and piles of that 100% real Wisconsin mozzarella. During the playoffs, mention Chi-Hi Hockey at your locally owned Topper's in Chippewa and you'll get 20% off your order. 20% off hot and delicious pizza, wings, topper sticks, and cheese curds. 20% off mac and cheese, lava cake, frozen custard, and cinnamon sticks. Mention Chi-Hi or use coupon code HOCKEY at checkout when ordering online for 20% off your order at Topper's Pizza next to Mikon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the Chi-Hi Hockey team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
What do you see when you look at your home and your car? Do you see a bundle? A combo deal? That's how other insurance companies see them. But a State Farm agent sees so much more. Because a State Farm agent sees your home and your car as more than just four walls and four wheels. They see the things you've worked really hard for. So why not give them the protection they deserve?
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, call State Farm agent Jeff Flagg in Chippewa Falls, 715-723-9128.
For over 60 years, Senn Blacktop has served the Chippewa Valley. In those 60 years, we've become the area's leading experts in residential, industrial, and commercial blacktop needs. You can count on Senn Blacktop for a quality job done right and on time. Our trusted employees also take pleasure in giving you the best customer service and experience. And don't forget about protecting your blacktop with Senn Seal Coat. For more information or employment opportunities, call us today or find us online at sennblacktop.com.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes our Chi-Hi and McDonald's student athletes the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on Facebook and Instagram for upcoming events and tips on taking care of your health naturally. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
The state semifinals for D1 hockey today at Bob Suter's Capital Ice Arena in Middleton, Wisconsin. The Stars of Brookfield East, the co-op team, making their third appearance at state. They've won one game. Chi High, this is their seventh trip to state. The 99 team won a game there. But Chippewa looking to do something they've never done before, make some history by winning a state title here this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you can ask for, right? You come down here, that's your goal. So this team has proven themselves time and time again this year, and they've got a really good opportunity to bring home some hardware.
Yeah, here are the coaches for Brookfield East. It is Greg Copeland. I talked to him before, and he said, hey, you got a great name. I said, you too, Greg Copeland. He is Canadian, played some college hockey at Marion U, and he is in his eighth year. And Scott Parker, if he isn't the longest tenured coach in high school hockey in the state, he's got to be pretty close. Parks in his 37th campaign, 460 victories for Scott Parker. What a legend he has been in high school hockey in this state. And like I said a little bit ago, he won the Coach of the Year this year. And Jackson Hoyma, that top line for the Cards, winning the Player of the Year. And it's been a record-setting year for that that group. And for the Cards in general, you got Mason Johnson, who is all-time assist leader, first ever. Most assists in a season for Mason. You've got Jackson Hoym, second in assists in the season. And Gus Thorpe, the outstanding sophomore defenseman, first in a season in plus-minus, and the most points ever by a defenseman. And we got the longest win streak in Cardinal history at 17, hopefully making it 18, maybe 19. That would be sweet. And the most wins ever for a Cardinal team. They are 24-3. On the season. We'll talk with assistant coach Austin Taylor coming up here in just a little bit. We'll take another break. This is Cardinal Countdown ahead of the state semifinal here in the Madison area between Brookfield East and your Chi High Cards. This is Cards Tournament Hockey on WOGO.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing Slapshot deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Plus, by joining the VIP club, you can score free milk, pizzas, beverages, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. And don't forget our propane, fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Spring gives us a feel of new, refreshed. Summer road trips are coming. And now is the time to visit Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Maury's Hello Spring Savings is going on now. Enjoy Maury's Promise complimentary lifetime powertrain warranty. And best price first. New 2024s means more inventory and more savings for you. Plus, during Maury's Hello Spring Savings, Maury's is offering $750 in trade assist. Same great team, service, and store. Brand new name, Maury's, moving life forward.
High school state tournament action today on WOGO Radio. Greg and Coop with you, and up here in the booth is assistant coach Austin Taylor. And coach, man, I got to tell you, I love your hairdo.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.
You and Parks both got blonded.
Yeah, he.
So what happened? What, is this a challenge or what?
So the coach had told the boys if we made it to state, he was going to do it, kind of a thing. And I wasn't planning on it, but as the day went on, the peer pressure kind of sunk in, and I'm like, oh, coach knew it, I can do it. So Coach Parker and I are down there rocking. I was going for more of a frosted tips look, but I guess here we are. So a little silly, but it's all good fun. The boys loved it.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So you're talking about the ice a little soft here today. Tell me about how the boys generally feel about being here and their mood. Heading into this game.
Yeah, like you said, it's soft, a little warm. We got a couple areas on the walls that we're familiar with, thanks to a certain Coach Redders playing quite a few games in this barn.
Yep.
But, you know, I think being in a little bit of a smaller venue compared to the Alliance Center actually helps us to where the guys are comfortable in this setting. I mean, think of three of our last four games have been in front of massive crowds.
Yes,
so
this is pretty cozy here, really.
Exactly, it's cozy, it's loud. But, you know, I think this setting actually helps us rather than getting in that big barn like that, so.
All right, well, this is what we were talking about. This is what the kids play for all season long. Get bruised up, beat up, and this is the prize right here.
Yeah, you know, and we try to keep things as normal as possible this week as far as, like, sleeping in our beds till Wednesday and practicing on our home ice Thursday, then heading down last night. We had a good film session with the guys that going last night and show them a little bit about Brookfield and feel like we have a good plan heading in today. But like you said, it's what you're here for, and it's all on the table now.
Yeah, so what do you know about Brookfield? We haven't seen them, obviously, this year.
Yeah, it's tough. We kind of talked about that. You know, you don't know a team super well, but Coach Thorpe does a pretty good job going to the ends of the earth, finding some film. And
he's great.
It helps with our staff having some of the connections across the state that we have to find some film. And I guess, kind of long story short, it's a lot like looking at Spash.
Okay.
Pretty high-end talent on their top line. Good throughout. They distribute the puck well. And they're going to be opportunistic. They're going to kind of wait around and wait for you to make a mistake, and then their top guys will jump on that. So hopefully we can limit mistakes, especially in our D zone, and play a clean game.
All right. Well, good luck. Let's get here tomorrow night, huh?
Absolutely. Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Okay. Austin Taylor and the Cards ready to go here today, and they're battling Brookfield East at the Capital Ice Center. This is Cardinal Countdown, and we will continue from the Madison area, Middleton, Wisconsin, in just a moment. This is Cards Tournament Hockey on WOGO.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butterburgers, Custard, and Cheese Curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
Thank you, happy campers. Country RV wants to thank you for voting them the best place to buy an RV once again. And to show their appreciation for the entire month of March, Country RV is offering discounts, sales, and promotions to save you money. Take advantage of discounted finance rates, stock up on supplies, enter to win some amazing prizes, and enjoy refreshments while shopping. Learn what it's like to truly be a happy camper when you shop Country RV. Located on Highway B in Chippewa Falls, just 1 mile off Highway 53 in Tilden.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best.
That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com. If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Card State Tournament Hockey today from the Bob Sutter Capital Ice Arena in Middleton, Wisconsin. Here's a goalie matchup. A couple of seniors for Brookfield. It is Augustus Jones. He has a save percentage of 918, goals against average of 1.99, an 18-4-1 record, and one shutout. And for the Chi High Cards, senior Mick Marlowe has had an outstanding year. I mean, just off the charts, 23-3 record, a save percentage of 940, and a goals against average of 116. So the Cards built strong from the goal line, goal mouth all the way up through the forwards here this year, Coop.
Yeah, they're so strong, and that's where teams have trouble with them, is just how deep we are. You know, they don't expect that third line to come out and really play competitively, not just to not get scored on, but to actually score themselves. So, that's really what sets the Cardinals apart from the rest, I think, is just that deep third line. Not many teams have that.
Absolutely. Well, along the way, if you'd like to text us and let us know that you're listening to our game locally or maybe on wogo.com, wogo.com, outstate or out of the country, we'd love to know who you are, where you are, and you can make a comment too. So our text line is 715-828-1020, 715-828-1020. Tell us who you are, first name at least, where you are, and your thoughts about the game or anything you might have to tell us about this state semifinal. The Cards, the home team, the top seed this year, wearing their white sweaters with the black breezers and red trim, and the Stars dressed in blue jerseys with the white trim here today. And this should be a dandy. Chi High and Brookfield, teams are on the ice, ready for the starting lineups to be announced by the public address announcer. And man, this place is jam-packed.
Yeah, it's rocking. This is going to be awesome. I believe they announced the whole team, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
For the WIAA.
Greg Copeland will start with the line of Mashik, Dyser, Kennedy told me that.
Between the number 4 seed, Brookfield East.
And they are technically his second line, so sort of like what Stevens Point did for Chi High against Chi High in the sectional final. They started with their second line. There you hear the eruption. From the Cards fans, I think we outfanned them today.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Require good sportsmanship.
And so it's great, man. We travel well, and we've had great fan support along the way. The Cards, top seed, played the first couple of games at home, and then on the road in Hudson in the sectional final, and then here at State. By the way, Brookfield got here by defeating Kenosha 5-2 in their first playoff game. Then they knocked off Arrowhead 7-1. They had three power play goals in that one, and beat Kettle Moraine 3-2 in their game. Chi-Hi with wins over Schofield and Eau Claire Memorial and Stevens Point. Take a break. WOGO, Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-Hi alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the Chi-Hi hockey team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halle for Butterburgers, Custard, and Cheese Curds. Culver's of Lake Halle.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together, but I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future. Metal roof.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed three shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got two shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Spring gives us a feel of new, refreshed. Summer road trips are coming. And now is the time to visit Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Maury's Hello Spring Savings is going on now. Enjoy Maury's Promise complimentary lifetime powertrain warranty and best price first. New 2024s means more inventory and more savings for you. Plus, during Maury's Hello Spring Savings, Maury's is offering $750 in trade assist. Same great team, service, and store, brand new name. Maury's, moving life forward.
Chi High Tournament action today from the Capital Ice Arena in Middleton, Wisconsin's T1 state semifinal. The Cards up against Brookfield East. And getting messages in. This one says, go Cards, Kathy Swenson, now living in Monroe, Louisiana. This one says, hello, Wogo. This is Springer from Moundsview, Minnesota. Parksy's a close friend. Scott Parker, Parksy's a close friend. Thank you for the opportunity to listen to the game. Go Cards. Hustle, desire, and discipline. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, you can text us at 715-828-1020. 715-828-1020. The teams have been introduced. We are ready to go. High school hockey, the winner moves on to play the winner of Notre Dame. And Madison Edgewood, Cards with their top line out there right now, matched up against Mashik, Dysart, and Kennedy. Defensively, it's Milky and Wasilewski for Brookfield. And for the Cards, it's the veteran Swobes and Gus Thorpe, one of the top players in the state. And Cards bring it right in off the opening draw. Here's Swobes at the blue line. Rebound came out toward the front of the cage. Almost swept in by Jackson Hoym. And the puck caught up on the dasher behind the goaltender, Augustus Jones. He's a senior. And Chi High on the back check coming up with the rock right there. And they've got it back in their own zone. Here is Thorpe. Brookfield in the midst of a line change. Jammed up on the wall by Jackson Hoym, and then he lost his stick, and he's going to skate to the bench. Line change was in order anyway. Chi High in the forecheck right now, trying to keep it pinned in. Here's Brookfield on the break, and he'll swing it back out to neutral ice, and here they come into the zone. It is Sexton at first line, or that big scoring line, 155 points. Sexton, Templeton, and Simon. Cards ripping away, and they'll jam this one in the right wing corner. A puck lost out in front and scooped up, cleaned up there by the Brookfield D, and it's launched off the wall all the way down right on, and Mick is going to start his team up the ice. Tried to hit Foyles, and he does get ahead and able to take that one over toward Jackson LeMay, and he pulled the trigger on a shot that went high over the crossbar and hit the glass behind Jones, the goaltender for Brookfield. Here's the Cards, a giveaway in the zone. Ripping a shot is Mason Johnson that floated a little high. Cards look to be on their game. They are flying here. The puck loose back in the Chi High zone. Here is Chi High in transition now. Mason Johnson cuts across the blue stripe. He is jammed on the wall. Cleaned up there by Brookfield. Cards get it though. Gus Thorpe at the blue stripe. His wrist shot goes 5 feet wide. Ricochets out of the corner. Cards putting out a pretty good forecheck right now. Here is Swobes. He'll just feather that one in the right wing corner. 14:45 left to go, first period. No score. Brookfield and Chi High in the state semifinal. Here is Foyles. Ethan rubbed on the wall. Gets it back on the near side for Jackson Hoym. Foyles, kind of that Swiss Army knife. He could play just about on any line, and they've got him matched up right now with Jackson Hoym on this line. Hoym getting a ton of ice time. Comes back to Thorpe. He'll rifle one on the wall on the far side. And this one comes on the near side wall and picked up there by Hoym, and he'll skate off. Hoym had a short shift last time, losing his stick. And here are the Cards in the midst of a line change. Andy Johnson's got left it out in front. That was swept aside by the Stars D. And backpedaling right now is Gus Thorpe in transition. Thorpe hits Evan Foyles. He was blasted into the fence on the far side. And the Stars have it on the breakout. They get it midway up the zone in the half wall. And this is Sexton. Turns on the afterburners, crosses the line. Sexton trying to split the D. And a backhand try on the right post on the near side on Mick Marlowe. And the senior goaltender for the Cards makes the save and angles that one against the wall on the near side. Pumped right back in by Brookfield. Cards get back on it. Here is LeMay. Worked it out to the center circle. Going down was Carlson. No call there as he was tripped up a little bit. Cards just glanced this one toward the net. And Brookfield gets in the way and clears it out to center. Here is Krista. Oh, had a big collision right beneath us with Brookfield's Caleb Demon. And both guys felt that one. Comes back to Brookfield on the left side. And a shot taken. Marlowe will stick that one up and out of play. It goes over the glass with 12:49 left to go. No score, Coop.
Well, Greg, go ahead and take a breath. Okay. No whistles in the first 5 minutes of this game, but it's been all Chi High so far. Brookfield having a tough time getting over their own red line. Chi High has had two really nice scoring opportunities. Just need to keep it on them and make sure we don't make any mistakes that they can take advantage of.
Well, if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Here we go. Back to action. Cards have it. Krista stumbled a bit. Now he picks it up. Works it to Drew Bobey. Drew crosses the line. And puck shaken loose on the check right there. Comes back between the blue stripes. Oh, big hit. Delivered
Brett
by
Krista.
Kennedy for Brookfield. Man, we got bodies flying out here today for sure. A lot riding on this game. So the players are coming out. They're ready to pound some flesh. This one goes into the left wing corner, and it's going to be picked up by Sam Hebert. He tried to drift it up on the near side, then lost the rock, and gets some puck support right there by Krista, and the Cards able to turn it back out to neutral. And here is Mason Johnson. Just going to settle it down a little bit, hit the reset, and lofts a pass ahead for Jackson Hoym. Hoym with some energy moves in. Hoym, a centering pass, trying to find an angle on the goaltender Jones on the near post, but he was hugging that steel and made no room for Jackson. I'm sorry. And this one goes back in the Brookfield zone and pumped in there by Chi High. Gonna be cleared out to neutral. Gusthorpe got a piece of it, ricocheted off his stick into the right wing corner for Swobes. And the Cards work to break out of the near side. Evan Foyles up for his brother Ethan Foyles. Into the zone. A shot right on. Easily sticked away by Jones. And here is Brookfield. They've got it out at neutral. The pick by Chi High. And Foyles will dump this one all the way down. But an icing call right here. Cards are out of gas. So they take the face off in their own zone. After the icing call.
That third line got a little stuck out there, but nice job by Foyles getting ice in the puck, letting us get a change here.
Well, here's a listener, a Cards fan listening in class at UW River Falls, and this is Mike Darley, living in New Prague, Minnesota these days. Dressed my two boys in all red today, and he says thanks for the commitment to Chi High Hockey. Go Cards. Hey, thank you, Mike. 715-828-1020 is our text line. If you want to get in and let us know where you are and who you are, and maybe you're an ex-Cards player or Cards fan, whatever it might be. Love to hear from you. 715-828-1020. This one dumped all the way down to the Brookfield zone. Cards pin it up on the dasher. Scrum starts to develop. A couple of players for each team peeled off the fence now, and Brookfield has got it. And they'll move it up on the far side. Taken there by Preston Slater. Drops it in the Chi High zone. Cards chase it down in the elbow. Far side, rammed off the wall. It's going to come back out to neutralize. Kicked around. Nobody knows where it is. And now it comes to the tape of Gus Thorpe. Big Gus moves it up the ice very quickly. And the Cards tic-tac-toe have it on right on line from Drew Bobey. Wanted to make a move and come in and try a wrist shot, but it kind of slipped off his stick and right to Augustus Jones.
Yeah, it all started with Gus Thorpe back there making a nice breakout pass, but Drew Bobey just lost the puck there. A lot of nerves probably.
Yep. No score, 10-18 left to go. First period. Cards win the draw, and a shot right on by LeMay. And Jones tied him up a little bit. Here are the Cards on the forecheck, putting that usual strong forecheck up on Brookfield, and this one pops out of play into the Brookfield fan section here this morning.
Something I noticed that Brookfield did too, we had a defensive zone faceoff, and they put their first line against ours. I think they realize that that mismatch is not going to work.
If you're
they're
right.
going to try to go mano a mano with us.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support Chi-Hi Cardinal Hockey. Face off in the Brookfield zone, and this one chipped around. Cards finally corral the puck, and Brookfield's got it now, and they'll clear it out to center ice. That breakout broke down a little bit. Krista gets over on it. Here is Carlson. His head-matting pass broken up by Brookfield, and it floats into the Stars zone. Cards keep it in. Carlson did for a moment, but then couldn't find it. Brookfield on the break. They cross in to the Chi-Hi zone. Here is Mašek. Moves
big
it. Fires a shot. Yeah, big save. All right. By Mick Marlowe. He's made so many of those this year. Marlowe with the save to keep it scoreless here this morning. Chi-Hi's got it right now. The Cards bank it off the wall. That was Carlson, but they were in the midst of a change, so they can't move into the zone, but now they do. Here is Hoym. Turns, rips a shot. Where is it? Came off the hat of Jones, the goaltender. He didn't know where it was. Comes back to the point, and it's blocked. Here's a breakaway chance. It is Sexton. Sexton moves in. We've got a penalty coming up on Thorpe. And it's a hooking call. Sexton had a breakaway chance as he blocked the shot from Gus. And about the only thing you could do right there is to pull him back and take the penalty.
Yeah, they're gonna call that penalty almost every time. I don't think Gus likes the call, but it's a necessary penalty to take right there. You know, it's either give him a 1-0 or take a penalty. The score is still 0-0. Now we go on the kill. Special teams is going to be super important today, as I said before the game. This is our first look at it here.
Brookfield on the power play at 32%. The Cards on the kill at 88%. Well, your smile deserves the best, so call Christo Orthodontics with locations throughout western and central Wisconsin. Schedule your free consultation at ChristoOrthodontics.com. Stars have it. Get that first line out there on this power play. And here is Milky, the defenseman. Lost the puck. The Cards right in their grills. And rip the puck away. And here's Chi-Hi trying to do a shorthandy. The Cards have been really good at that as well this year with shorthanded goals. And Chi-Hi hauls it in at neutral. Here's Drew Bowie. Bowie can play offense. He can play defense. Great two-way player. And he'll feather this one in the right-wing corner. Brookfield player was tripped up. That was Parker Dysert. Fans wanted the call. No call right there. Now to 1:11 left to go in the power play. Brookfield in the midst of a change. Cards have a chance. Here's Jackson. High bombs in. And a penalty on Brookfield as they tripped him up. Brookfield with a bad change. Hoym left out there, and he was all by himself. It was one-on-one with the goaltender. And finally, Brookfield, their eyes open. They got back to their own zone, and they tripped up Jackson, and we're going to go four apiece here.
Well, Austin Taylor talked about this warm ring, and we just saw that come into play. That puck was bouncing. He could not settle it down. Otherwise, he would have got a nice shot off. But, hey, we'll take the power play here after a minute.
Sola May and Evan Foyles out there for Chi-Hi. Drew Bowie and Swobes. 4-on-4 hockey right here. Templeton, Simon, Sexton for Brookfield. And this is going to be picked up by Colin Mashin. Also on this 4-on-4. Cards turn, and they'll chuck this one off the wall and back out to neutral ice. We're at 7:37 left to go here in the first period. No score. Chi-Hi and Brookfield, state semifinal. They bring it in on net softly, and that one is going to be scooped up by Mick Marlowe as they just tried to ride it down the slot, and it just came off the Brookfield player's stick. We got 31 seconds to go on the 4-on-4, and then the Cards will have approximately a minute on their power play. Here is Corey Zwiebelhofer, 09 Chi-Hi grad, listening in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Thank you, Corey. Appreciate it. He says, go Cardinals. Whitney, out ice fishing with the boys in North Dakota. Thankful for the broadcast. Wogo.com. I'm sorry, Whiting's out there cheering on the Cards from the Comfort Suites, Madison West. Not a fan of the rink, so I chose Wogo. Go Cards. Text line 715-828-1020. Cards 4-on-4. They've got the rock right now in the zone. And here is Mason Johnson. Backpedals to the blue line. Opens up some space. And Jackson Hoym doing his thing. Dancing along the blue line. Hands it off to Swobes. He'll drop this one in the right wing corner. They've got Hoym out in front. Now he's going to get on the puck and keep it for Chi High. Cards back to full strength as this one was chipped off the stick of Sexton and floated in the air and ripped out of the environment by Jones. Augustus Jones will have the faceoff in the Brookfield zone.
All right, we get 54 seconds on the power play with our top unit here.
Post Glass and Mirror, Chippewa Falls. Want to wish Chi High Cardinals a memorable ride to Madison. We'll have our Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. And Paul from Eau Claire, go Big Rivers, win it. Chi High, thank you, Paul, appreciate it. It's going to be cleared out to center by Brookfield and right into the mitt of Gus Thorpe. Here is Gus right now. Hits to the hash marks, wide side of the wheel, and then backs up. Cards with about a half a minute to go on a power play, their first power play of the morning. This one set in by Mason Johnson, came off the shoulder of Jones, and up and out of play. So both teams with power plays here. The Cards down to trickle it down to 19 seconds to go on their man advantage. 6:15 left to go, first period. Cards go D to D. Here is Thorpe, big number 18. Leaves it top of the circle on the far side for Mason Johnson to Thorpe. He fanned on it, then turns, found the rock. Launches one in, went wide, got ricocheted a little bit, and Brookfield back to full strength. And you can see the Cards are really struggling with the soft ice. They overskate the puck numerous times here this morning. Chi High has it. Here is Mason Johnson, headed to the hole, cut off right there as he came in by Sparacino, the defenseman, and this one's going to come back out to neutral and an offsides call right here by Chi High with 5:39 left to go in the first period.
Yeah, you're right, Greg. You know, this puck is really bouncy. Both teams struggling to just get a nice shot off. Mason Johnson with an awesome opportunity there, but Jones was up for the task and made a nice save.
Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach in the courtroom, Dave Check and Check Law Office, making you part of the team. 5:34 left to go. There's the faceoff, and Brookfield's got it. Swept in on the near side by Preston Slater. The hard around comes to the left wall, but taken by Chi High as they pinch it and able to clear back out to neutral. Dump right back in by Kalida. And he's a junior, and this one is launched by the Cards all the way down with 5:09 left to go here in the first. So the faceoff coming in the Chi High zone. Cards grad Brian Pesca listening during class at Augustana U in Sioux Falls. It says, go Cards. Corey Niblett, class of 93, listening to Bloomer. Thank you, Corey. Fun team to watch. Go Cards. Chuck Hubbard, class of 2008, listening with my dad while driving between Nashville and St. Louis for a Minnesota Wild game. Thanks for streaming the game. Go Cards. Hustle, desire, discipline. Thank you for that. Brookfield's got the puck right now. Took a shot. That one deflected over the crossbar, and Chi High brings it across the blue line, but now they're going to say all the way back in the Brookfield zone.
Yeah, Greg, I'm not going to be honest. I don't remember what that's called when that happens, but I think it's intentional offsides if you were to, you know, get a change.
Brett Larson, 2009 a grad of Chi High alumni, watching from Max's on the Lake Bar and Grill in New Auburn. And they say food and drink specials during all the Chi High state tourney games at on the Lake, Max's on the Lake in New Auburn. There you go. Free plug for Max's. Here are the Cards, 4:44 left to go. First period, they go D to D and then punch it in. And Brookfield tried to chase it down and clear it out of their own end of the ice. And they finally do. It crosses the line. Here comes Brookfield, 2-on-2. They've got Kennedy heading down the slot, but didn't get the puck to him. And Chi High able to work the puck off the fence on the far side and come up and drop this one. But he was only a few steps behind the checkered red line, but they're going to call an icing right here against Chi High on that one.
Well, it's been a super back and forth period, I'd say. It was all Chi High in the first, you know, maybe 5-6 minutes, and then you'd see Brookfield kind of settled back in, and
yep.
It's been very, very close.
4:23 left here in the first. No score. They don't give us a shot total on the board. Wish I could give you that, but we do have the score and zeros up on the big scoreboard here at the Capital Ice Center. Here is Gus Thorpe, dragged in front of his goaltender. He's very confident stick handler. Dropped the rock in the right wing corner and chased down there by Drew Bovey. Also in the fray is Jackson Hoym. Sitting in the middle of the circle on the near side is Mason Johnson, hoping to get the biscuit dealt to him, but it's going to be dumped all the way down by Brookfield. They're going to wave icing off as it slowed up on the beaten up ice here as it went into the right corner. Brookfield's got it. This one turned wide of the cage. Nick Marlowe came out a few inches, let it go into the right corner, and Chi High backpedaling just a bit here as Brookfield is putting on the attack. They go back to the point. One-timer right there by Sparacino, and that one floated wide. And he'll just comes right back to him, and he'll just feather this one in the left wing corner. Brookfield putting out a pretty good forecheck right here. Chi High jams it on the wall, able to clear out the center with 3:16, but sitting right there is Tyler Kolida, and this one played out over the window and up and out of play with 3:12 left to go here in the first period.
I think almost as big as scoring a goal in the last 3 minutes of this period would be not giving one up.
Yeah.
Chi High getting pinned down a little bit right there. Mick Marlowe kind of bailing us out. So we need to pick it up a little bit, find a way to get some traffic in front of Jones.
Well, our coverage this morning brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team at Oak Claire, Lake Halley, anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. Puck was sent into the crowd, so they're going to drop right at the center dot. And Chi High able to draw it back for the D. Here is Krista, comes up, works a forehander into the left wing corner, and now comes around to the left side, right side. Crowd right down on the window. Brookfield crowd watching their team in their own zone. And here is Krista. Krista comes up with the puck and launches one in, but that one's broken up, and it's back out to center from Brookfield. Stabbing at it with Sam Hebert. Got the puck, turned it into the zone. Loose out in front between the wheels, but scooped up and cleaned up there by Brookfield, and they've got it right down in front of the Chi High bench. The INT there, and here is Carter Bovey. Number six lays a backhander into the right wing corner. 2:25 left here in the first. No score. Brookfield on the break. Swobes is there. On his blind side, Brookfield came in, took the puck away, and it's loose in the center circle and going to be picked up right now by Carden Mielke. Mielke was driven into the left wing corner for Brookfield, and the Cardinals come up with it. That was Foyles. Foyles lays it back, and the breakout pass right now to Jackson LeMay. LeMay on the near side to Drew Bovey. Bovey able to get it in. The Cards in the midst of a line change. Get that first unit back out there. Brookfield, though, seeing them in the midst of a line change, has an odd man rush. Here's a chance, and it went in. Templeton for Brookfield. Beat McMarlowe. Right corner. And it is Brookfield 1, Chi High nothing.
Yeah, our defenseman just got turned around. A two-on-one coming back the other way, and not much Mick Marlowe could really do on that one. Nice shot. So now it's gut check time for the Cardinals.
Yeah, you were talking about that first score, how important it is. 15-17 in the first. And for Brookfield, Templeton's 43rd point, the 17th goal, and a 2-on-1 cuts
Templeton
with a bad change.
The assists go to number 34, Cooper Simon.
Simon the assist.
Number 4, Drew Sparacino.
And Sparacino, the defenseman, picks up an assist. And now the Cards have to play from behind here with a minute 26 left to go in the period. couple of odd man rushes, and really, for both teams, Coop, some very bad changes here.
Right, yeah, that's definitely been something that's been going on. That could be nerves. It could be a lot of things. Could just be luck.
Face off in the right wheel, right wing circle in the Brookfield zone. 1:21 left to go. And now it's pitched all the way down by the Stars. And they've got some energy now with that goal. With 1:14, the Cards would love to get one to even things up before the end of the period. Hoym will swing it into the right wing corner, and Brookfield with the takeaway there, and it's going to be all the way back.
1 minute.
Scooped up in the Chi-High zone by Gus Thorpe. He'll dive in behind his goaltender. Clean up some ice here, and Brookfield putting a pretty strong forecheck in on Chi-High right here. Comes back to the point. Here's a one-timer through traffic. That one by Wasilewski had hit a Cardinal player out in front. Chi-High's got it right here. Here is Drew Bowlby. Hands it off for Jackson Hoym just inside the blue stripe. And it's going to stay in. Gus Thorpe with the keep. Thorpe with a shot. That one blocked. And Gus has got to get on it. As the Stars have been blocking our shots. In the zone, it's loose out of neutral ice. We got a delayed call right here, and it's going to go against Chi-High. A hold call, so we're going to give them a power play here, heading in the final seconds of this first period.
Yeah, that's tough there. Tough break for Chi-High. You know, that's something that we got to focus on. It's not going to the box, because if we get too many of them, they'll start burying them.
Well, make tonight a Culver's night. Culver's of Lake Halley, proud to back the Cards. Stop by for the frozen custard flavor of the day, hot, delicious cheese curds, butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen beef. Culver's of Lake Halley, 13.6 to go on the clock. Brookfield with the power play. They work it up to the point for Sparciano. That one came in. Big save right there by Mick Marlowe as the puck is gathered into the right wing corner. Time runs out here in this first period. So Brookfield is going to go to the locker room with a 1-0 lead. And Chi-High will get a chance to talk this one over.
Yeah, definitely. You know, super back and forth game. I think the biggest thing is going to come down to is capitalizing on the other team's mistakes. We made one big one, and Brookfield capitalized on it. You know, we had a couple really nice chances as well, but for the Chi-High Cardinals, I wouldn't say it was their best period. You know, I think we struggled with the ice, but hopefully in the second we get a little bit more used to that, make some adjustments, but it starts with a really big penalty kill here right out of the gates.
Absolutely. Minute 47 for Brookfield's man advantage as they open up the second period, and they have the 1-0 lead on Chi-High in this state semifinal at the Capital Ice Arena. So, after one, it is Brookfield East 1, Chi-High nothing in the state tournament. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Do you need a reason to get outside and get some fresh air this season?
Join Sun Blacktop and become part of a tight-knit work family of loyal employees. Our trusted and guaranteed work is the result of more than 60 years of experience and dedication to detail. Earn a competitive wage and great benefits while making lifelong friends in a new career. Sun Blacktop currently has positions available for equipment operating, seal coating, grading, and paving. Apply today, either online or in person, to become part of the Sun Blacktop team.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes our Chi High and McDonald's student athletes the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on Facebook and Instagram for upcoming events and tips on taking care of your health naturally. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing Slapshot deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Plus, by joining the VIP club, you can score free milk, pizzas, beverages, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. And don't forget our propane, fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Chi High trails it 1-0 in the state Division I semifinal as Brookfield scored 15-17 time of the goal in the first. It was Jack Templeton, the sophomore, who found the back of the net. Cards had a bad change. It was an odd man rush. And assists going to Cooper Simon on that first line and the defenseman Sparacino. And Brookfield leads this one by a 1-0 count. Shot 7-6 in favor of Chi High. That's it. It's the only thing we lead in right now. But hey, we're only down a goal here, Coop, so there's plenty of time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, to come out hot like we did, I think we gave up a little bit of ice to them, but it's definitely not like a, you know, this game is far from over. It's going to take a lot more than one goal to win this game either way. So the second period is Chi High's period generally. Very dominant in the second period. And, you know, I think that we did make a mistake there, but like I said, starts with a big penalty kill and then we go to work.
Absolutely. Cards only down a goal. They will have to kill a power play, about a minute and a half power play for Brookfield to open up the second period. We'll continue with more of our coverage of Cardinal Hockey. This is Cards Hockey from state, the semifinals on WOGO, and we will be back.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Thank you, happy campers. Country RV wants to thank you for voting them the best place to buy an RV once again. And to show their appreciation for the entire month of March, Country RV is offering discounts, sales, and promotions to save you money. Take advantage of discounted finance rates, stock up on supplies, enter to win some amazing prizes, and enjoy refreshments while shopping. Learn what it's like to truly be a happy camper when you shop Country RV. Located on Highway B in Chippewa Falls, just 1 mile off Highway 53 in Tilden.
What do you see when you look at your home and your car? Do you see a bundle? A combo deal? That's how other insurance companies see them. But a State Farm agent sees so much more. Because a State Farm agent sees your home and your car as more than just four walls and four wheels. They see the things you've worked really hard for. So why not give them the protection they deserve?
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, call State Farm agent Jeff Flagg in Chippewa Falls, 715-723-9128.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
At the Capital Ice Arena in Middleton, Wisconsin, the Cards trailing 1-0 to Brookfield as they scored at 15-17 of the first. Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths in Wisconsin. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. And don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. This message from the WIAA and WOGO Radio. Glad to have you tuned in. Don't forget to text us from any place in the country, any place in the world. 715-828-1020 is our text line. Love to hear from you. Tell us who you are, where you are, and if you want to send a shout out for Chi High Hockey. Let's pull them together here for the second period as they trail at 1-0. 715-828-1020. We'll take another break. Puck drop just a couple of minutes away here on WOGO, home of the Cards.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together, but I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future with a metal roof. I've fallen head over shingles for a new metal roof. She's strong, durable, and energy efficient. Keeps me cool in the summer and cozy in winter. I want the best for my family, and it's a
Bjorkstrand
metal roof.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking, but we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes our Chi High and McDonald's student athletes the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on Facebook and Instagram for upcoming events and tips on taking care of your health naturally. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
Cards hit the ice first out of the locker room, trailing 1-0 to Brookfield. Stars of Brookfield out of the Classic 8 Conference. And they have caught us in an odd man rush, scored at 15-17 of the first. And here comes Brookfield, led by their senior goaltender, Augustus Jones. Very good goaltender. Yeah. Cards have put some rubber on him. 7 shots, but not too many serious shots at him so far in this first period.
No, he's been spectacular though. Those shots that he has faced has come from the likes of Mason Johnson and Jackson Hoyme and Drew Bovey. So he's faced their best. So we're going to need to get some traffic in front of him and get a dirty goal here. Get back in this game. I need the big one here. Big penalty kill.
Brookfield on the power play. Scott Parker's going to send out Swobes along with Mason Johnson, Drew Bovey, and Gus Thorpe to kill this one off. 1:47 on the power play left here as we open up the second. And this one is backpedaled to Thorpe, and he'll head in his own zone. And again, got caught up with some water on the ice, lost the rock, and Brookfield's got it back at the point. Here is Sparciano. Laid one off to the left. They try to go back door with a player set up there. That was Templeton. And the Cards found the stone just in time and cleared. 1:22 left to go. And, yeah, Coop, this water is still out there.
Yeah, we've seen this multiple times this year. They need to take their time and let it set up.
Here is Templeton. He lost the puck. Both teams struggling with it. As they get some flow going, all of a sudden the puck stops. Here is Brookfield and a shot there by Sexton. Ripped off the wall behind Mick Marlowe and swept out of harm's way by Chi High defensively. Minute left to go in the power play. Sexton brings it across, but a player caught in. That was Templeton in a few steps and an offsides call right here.
Well, great first half of this kill. And we just need to do the same exact thing. Keep Brookfield to the outside. Don't let him get to the inside of Mick Marlowe. And when we get the puck on our stick, just send it on down.
Hey, Tina, thanks for texting. Tina, listening to the Cards, J.F. Ahern's Eau Claire Menominee office. She says, let's go, Cards. Thank you, Tina. Appreciate it. 715-828-1020. Our text line here, 48 seconds left to go. On the power play, there's an INT for LeMay, and he'll give it up for Foyles. And again, the puck got caught in some water, and Foyles just pushed it ahead. He's going to back off now. With a half a minute essentially to go on the power play. The puck loose. Here's an INT. Here comes Foyles. Jones and ripped out of the air by Augustus Jones. Got his glove on it. Turned it into the corner. Chi High again. Here is Evan. Moves in. Fires a shot. Thumped off the pads of Jones. He left a big rebound, but nobody there for Chi High. Being a man down to sweep it in. And Swobes is going to retreat all the way back in his own zone. Down to 7 seconds left to go in the power play. And the Cards chip it ahead to the right side of Jones. And he'll leave that for his knee. And Brookfield 0 for 2. Make it 0 for 3 now on the man advantage. Brookfield's got it. Cards steal it away, and they are in transition right here, but they can't clean it out of their own zone. Nice forecheck there by Templeton. Off-wing help for Chi High. Where is it? It's going to come over to Jackson Hoym. Hoym feeds it ahead, and here is Carter Bowie. Turns! That one came off! Yes! And
there we go. What a start from Chi High. They did an awesome job of putting pressure on him during that penalty kill. And when they got back 5-on-5, they pounded one home. Great, great work. That's the response you need when you go down in a hockey game. That shows a lot of character.
That was 5-on-5 hockey. 2:15, time of the goal, and the Cards have tied it up. Carter Bowie with the score for Chi High. Just thumped it over the head of the goaltender, Jones. His 10th of the season. And the Cards up by, or I should say, they tied this one up 1-1.
The previous play is under review.
Oh, wow.
Not sure what that's all about. Do they think it was an early whistle, maybe, or what?
Maybe for, I have absolutely no idea. It bounced off Augustus Jones. It went straight up in the air.
Went over his helmet into the net.
Maybe he's looking for goaltender interference, but.
No, there was nobody in his grill.
I didn't, not that I saw.
So a review, the officials are over at the TV monitor here. 14:45 left to go in the second. Right now, it's one apiece. Let's hope they don't wipe this one off the board.
And this is not something that we're used to, right? You know, yep. I mean, we've never seen this before. So here it looks like we're going to get the call
during the regular season. And now the officials are coming out. And
yeah, we got it.
Yep.
1-1. Now we go.
All right, we'll take it. I think that was a hard-earned goal, and they call it legit, and Chi High has tied it up one apiece here. 14:38 left to go. Cards right on the attack again. They've got some life here. Picked up some energy off that goal, and it's whipped toward the net.
Oh, come on.
We got a penalty right
here.
That
is so
soft. Andy Johnson's going to get called for a two-minute minor, and the player was stumbling a bit. He didn't even go down, and Andrew Johnson's going to sit here. I guess what's going to be a trip call here.
It's going to be a slash, but.
Oh, slash. Okay.
I just cannot believe he called that in a state champ for a state hockey game. I mean, I see what he saw, but it wasn't a.
No, he hardly interrupted the player at all.
Yeah, exactly.
Number two.
Well, help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. Here is Brookfield on their fourth power play. That one ricocheted off a player right in front of Mick Marlowe and up and out of play here.
Okay, big kill again.
Another kill. Chi High coming in here on the PK at 88%. Like we said, Brookfield headed into this game at about 30% on the power play. They've got it right now. Here is Sexton. He's a junior. Drags it in the left wing corner. And again, there's moisture down there. And he lost the rock for a second. Now he works it up to the point. And that one is over to Simon. And they'll work it back for Sparciano. And he lost the puck. Gives it up. Here's Chi High. Worked ahead by Jackson Hoym. He was dropped. Cards calling for a penalty there. No one is going to go for that one. It's still a power play for Brookfield. And Chi High in the attack looking for a shorty. Here's a one-timer from Jackson LeMay. Took the feed from the corner. Got it right on. And Jones made the save and curved that one into the left wing corner. 13:36 left to go. Second period. Cards on the kill here with a minute to go on the Brookfield power play. And it is chucked all the way down. And behind Jones, and Chi High changes up some players. Brookfield does as well. And here come the Stars right now. Nice disrupt by LeMay. And he stopped the flow a little bit, but Brookfield's got it. Cleaned up by Gus Thorpe in front of his goaltender. And the Cards have it. Here's Drew Bowie. Shovels this one across the blue line. LeMay tried to hunt it down, couldn't find it. And it comes back on the near wing side for Colin Moshek. Here is Sparciano at the blue line. Works it off to his right. Cards pick up the stone and throw it all the way down. Right on, and Jones with the save as we tick it down to 20 seconds to go on the Brookfield power play. 12:45 in the game clock here in the second. All knotted up at one in the state semifinal. Bowie's got it. Drew backpedals. Now they'll turn it up the ice for Mason Johnson. Turns the afterburners on, but couldn't beat the Stars player to the rock, and it comes back.
Phenomenal
Drew
kill.
Bobby, that's a beautiful kill by Chai High as they bank it off the wall. Bobby lost the puck, and it's squirreled back in by Brookfield for Mick Marlowe. 12:17 left to go. They bend it around the boards. Cards trying to chop at it. Now they come. Here comes Chai High with some steam over the line.
Yes!
Hey, that's why you put the puck on net, right? Just put the puck on net, and we got a lucky one right there. Mason Johnson goes 5-hole, and it's 2-1.
That one got deflected, didn't it, a little bit?
Maybe by the defenseman, yeah. I think it just got misdirected a little bit, and he had a tough time picking it up. Jones had a tough time picking that puck up.
4:54, time to the goal here in the second. And the Cards have erased the deficit. They lead it 2-1. Mason Johnson, number 7, with his 26th of the year. And Chai High up 2-1 against Brookfield in the state semifinal. An unassisted goal for Mason there. Might have gotten some help from Brookfield as it came off, I believe, a Brookfield stick. And that may have surprised Jones just a little bit. Turned the angle just a bit because it looked a little awkward back there. Chai High comes up to the blue line. Carlson got mixed up a little bit with Tyler Pelota, rather Dicer for Brookfield. And here comes Sexton. Reaches back for the puck.
Great play by Krista.
Able to sweep it away. Krista with a nice poke check right there as he was coming into the zone. And this one is ducked into the right wing corner by Brookfield. 11:10 left to go on the clock here in the second. Shot from the corner, right on, save made by Marlowe, and he'll steer that one off to his D. And Chai High in the break right here. Cards tap it ahead. They couldn't get the flow going, and it's loose out at neutral ice, and now dribbles into the Cardinals zone. Here is Andrew Johnson. Johnson had it for a moment, lost it, and it's picked up by Carter Bovey, and he'll throw it back to his D to reset. Brookfield glances this one into the zone, and there is Krista to turn the puck out to neutral ice. Brookfield's got it right now. Swept in on the near wing by Mayer.
Good play
by
Mick.
Left wing corner, and then in on the goaltender, Mick Marlowe, so he'll scoop that one and hang on to it with 10:27 left to go here in the second.
Mick was able to sense we were kind of chasing the puck around, and he did a really nice job icing the puck there, letting us get a change. That's a really big play by Marlowe.
Cardinal hockey all the way. Here's a logo listener from Bonita Springs, Florida. Hey, it's Jackie and Howie Bobra. Glad they checked in today. And you can do the same on our text line, 715-828-1020. 10:27 left to go, second period. Greg and Coop here. Our producer is Super Sam Aberle. 2-1 Chai High lead. The winner moves on to Saturday's championship game, Saturday night's championship game. And Chai High's got it right here. Jackson Hoym, 1-on-3, able to clean his way through one player, and then got ridden off the puck, and it's loose in behind the goaltender Jones and peeled off the dasher by Chai High. Here's Hoym. Hoym's going to cycle it back for Mason Johnson. Cards have it. Johnson in the corner. Then he is bodied off the rock, and it's going to be cleaned up by Brookfield and played off to the wing on the near side, and they work it out. 1-2-3, and they get it out to neutral ice, and it's on the near side, brought in by Preston Slater for Brookfield, and that one's taken away by Chai High. Here comes the Cards in transition. It is Foyles who left it out in front. Popped on there by Jones as the puck came into the paint, and he pounced on it. He'll make the save. 9:35 left to go. And I think, Coop, the Cards' speed is getting to Brookfield just a little bit here.
Yeah, you know, we've seen this over the course of the season where the speed of the Cards just kind of wears teams down over time. I think that's why that second period is always so big for us.
9:35 in the game clock here in the second. Face off in the right wing wheel in the Brookfield D zone. And LeMay turns, stops, tries to leave it off to his right for Carlson. And the puck ricocheted into the right wing corner, comes back across the blue line. The Cards have to get on sides. Brookfield works it up on the near wing. They got it just inside the Cards' blue stripe, and Chi High able to clear to center. Picked up now by Wasilewski, the defenseman, and he'll throw one into the zone, and it's going to be right into the mitt of Nick Marlowe. 9:05 left to go here in the second. Cards up 2-1 with a couple of second period goals.
You know, we talk a lot about the Cards because we're a Cardinal broadcast, but Brookfield, you know, we don't talk about them much, but they're a really good hockey team.
They are.
I mean, they deserve to be in this tournament, and they're giving us fits at times here today.
9:05 left to go in the second. Let's go, Cards. Steinmetz family wishing you all the best. Thank you, Steinos. Appreciate that.
Yep. Got to play with a lot of them. Got to.
I'll say. Yep. Paige on that girls' team this year for CFM. 9:02 left to go. And this one deep in the Chi High zone. Gustorp tries to ride it to the wall on the far side. And the Cards have it on the break. Here is Ethan Foyles. Crosses the blue line. On his wing is Andy Johnson heading down the slot. Cards centering pass right there. Comes back to the point. Nice keep by Gustorp. Foyles has got it. Here is Evan. Evan drags it back to the blue line. Over to Swobes on the far side, and a one-timer. Smothered, eaten up by the goaltender Jones with 8:34 left to go in the second stanza.
Nice look from Big Swobes there. You know, he's pretty much a defenseman's defenseman there. But
he is Mr. Dependable.
Yeah, he really is. But really nice shot on goal there. And I like to see that traffic out in front of the net like that.
Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Call 723-9490 or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Back to action here. Stuffed in the corner by Brookfield and slid back out to neutral ice. Gus Thorpe tracks it down just inside the Cards' D zone. 8:22 left to go. Banked off the wall. Coming wide of the cage. Mick Marlowe went out. He's going to leave it for his teammate Mason Johnson. Johnson quickly on it. Over on the near side for Thorpe. Gets it handed right back to him again. And the Cards on the attack across the line. Watched over for Jackson Hoym on the near side. Tapped it down in the air. Tried to find it in the corner. And it's back to the point. Nice keep there by Thorpe. And he'll rifle one into the right wing bench or right wing wall there, just to the side of the Cards bench area. And the puck loose in the zone. On the forecheck is Drew Bovee. Bovee got in on it. A crowd starts to gather. And the Cards pry it off the fence. Here's a one-timer.
Oh! Nice save.
It was a great save by Jones as the Cards were right in front of him, and a quick shot on him. Jones had to be ready for that. He made the save with 7:30.
Yeah, huge save by Jones. But both lines were so tired there, but they just refused to get off. But it came a nice scoring chance for Chi High and a bigger save by Jones.
Here's a text from Caitlin Freeman, class of 2008, former hockey manager listening in Hilbert, Wisconsin. Thanks for the broadcast logo. Well, thank you, Caitlin, for checking in on our text line. And here's the drop in the zone. Cards win it, and a one-timer on net by Sam Hebert. Again, Jones up for the task, the senior goaltender. Here's a goal, Cards, from Taylor Hanks. Thank you, Taylor.
Oh, that's a big fan right there.
Yeah, you bet. Face off in the attacking zone again. Carter Bovee's got a goal here today and nearly had another one as Jones just got to it. Cards out, had a lot of room to maneuver, and here comes Carlson. Carlson cuts across the line. His shot off the stick of Sparciano, the defenseman, into the left wing corner and into the crowd, into the Chi High faithful, goes the rock.
Looks like basketball coach Aaron Kinez caught that puck.
Yeah.
Nice hands.
Hey, yeah, there he is. Now here is A guy who's a big Chi High hockey fan, Jeff Harms down in Lawrence, Kansas. And listening on Wogo, hey Jeff, a guy who lives in our neighborhood, has a house in Lawrence, Kansas. Check it in. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that. 6:52 left to go. It is Brookfield with the win on the draw, and now they have it. Here's Dysart comes in. His shot knocked away by Chi High's defensively, and the Cards in transition here. Andy Johnson will chuck this one across the center ice red line, and it's going to be picked up by Brookfield. The hard around is stopped at the blue line by the Cards, and now they set it up. Johnson with a quick shot, took a feed from the left circle. His shot just disrupted just a bit, but it got on to Jones and swept aside by Brookfield's defense. And a through-the-legs breakout pass here for Brookfield onto the tape of Dysart. But Brookfield caught in offside, so Dysart will track it to the bench and take a break. And here is Jackson Hoym with a fresh set of legs. Hoym trying to hit Ethan Foyles. He was flying down the slot just in front of him. What a nice forecheck there by Hoym to keep the puck in the zone. Here is Jackson right now. Fights off a couple of Brookfield players. They finally INT the puck, and here they come. Brookfield with some flow right on net. And where is it? Nick Marlowe got a piece of it. He didn't move an inch because he thought it might be caught up between his pads, and it actually moved off to the right. Marlowe will send this one into the left wing corner. The shot from long distance out of neutral ice. 5:23 left to go.
Oh, Gus doesn't have a stick. His stick's broke.
Yep, I see that. Stick sitting. Gus's stick is sitting in the left wing circle in the Chi High D zone as the puck is pinned up against the blue stripe here on the dasher. Peeled off the wall, and Brookfield's got it without Gus and his stick. And here's a shot on net. Marlowe swallows it up.
It's a big save for Marlowe.
Down our best D right there. And Gus can go get some
new lumber.
Some new lumber. Well, new composite. Here's a Cardinal alumni, Jake Anderson. Thank you, Jake. Jake's Bar and Grill in Jim Falls. And here's one very excited for the 2024 Cardinals to play in the state tournament. Coley Murphy, yeah, the former Cards coach and player. Coached from 92 to 2012. Thank you, Coley. Good luck to the players. Coley Murphy, one of the great Chi High players and coaches. 4:53 left to go here in the second. Cards up 2-1. Hoping to punch their ticket for the state championship game tomorrow night. Brookfield controls behind their own goaltender. Cards on the pickoff right here in the left wing corner is Jackson Hoyne. Boy, he's just got great, great hands. He can stick handle in a phone booth, and it comes back to the near point. Shot in by Sam Hebert. That deflected left wing corner, and it's popped right back to Hebert at neutral ice, and he'll start the Cards into the zone. Here is Bobby. Bobby, center pass, thank you.
Sometimes
the Cards have a 3-1 lead.
Sometimes they make it look so easy. Mason Johnson out in front of the net with that patience, and then just to put it home like he did, that was awesome. 3-1.
Here we go. This is the Cards we expected to see here. 4:13 left to go in the period. Mason Johnson, his second goal of the game. And the assist is going to go to Drew Bobby. What a pass that was. That's threading the needle there.
That's unbelievable.
Mason Johnson.
And the assist is going to Drew Bobby. And the puck right in front of Jones again. 12:47 of the period. Chi High scores. Here he is. Brookfield. They're not done yet. Sexton drugged the puck into the zone, and a shot right on from the point through traffic off Sparacino, and he still has got the rock right here. Threw it off the blocker of Marlowe, and the Cards can't get it clear right now. It is a shot from Templeton as he wound and twisted one in on Marlowe, and all on the goal line, still out front. Templeton was there to try to sweep it in, but Marlowe with a big save. Hey, control the play right now. Brookfield with a shot. Came off the goaltender into the left wing corner. Templeton trying to wrap around. Where is it? The Cards need a clear. Bent around the boards and up and out. Finally by Chi High with 3:07 left to go and an icing call. Right here, a much-needed whistle for Chi High.
Yeah, Gus Thorpe with a big play there. We got caught in a mismatch with tired players, and Mick Marlowe really bailed us out on that one.
Chi High class of 73, Tom and Laura Larson. 73 for Tom, 78 for Laura. Thank you. Sully and Eau Claire checking in. Mike Sullivan, thank you, Mike. Appreciate you, man. 3:05 left to go, second period. Cards up 3-1. On goals here in the second from Carter Bowlby and two from Mason Johnson. Chi High wins the draw in their own zone after the icing call. And here they come. Cards on the attack. Centering pass and sliding over from left to right. Jones makes the save, but Chi High still. Oh, Snipe! There's a Sniper's goal! Rob Jackson, I'm the player of the year! Oh, what a goal! He just stepped Jones to make it 4-1. Oh.
And now it's 4-1. That's going to be a tough one to come back for Brookfield now that Chi High's rolling.
Yeah, we still have over a period left, but the Cards are all over it right now. They're on a feeding frenzy here in the second.
Yeah, they smell blood in the water, and they've done a really, really good job keeping the gas to the floor.
What a goal! That was just nothing but paper from number 8. Woo! Yeah. 14-10, time of that one.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butterburgers, Custard, and Cheese Curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
All right, back here in Middleton. I'm sorry, we apparently had a technical issue. So I apologize for that. Back with you right now with 1:15 left to go in the second. It is a 4-1 lead for the Cards with 3 goals here in the second. 1:15 left on the clock here in the second. And face off in the right circled in the Brookfield D zone. Cleared out between the blue stripes. called in there by Svoboda. Turns it up the ice. It's on it. Neutral ice and a penalty coming up on Hoym. So we'll have Brookfield out of the power play here as he took a player off the puck, and Jackson Hoym will sit for two with 57.9 seconds left to go.
Coach is going to want an explanation for this one because that they just ran into each other. And I don't know if he's going to get one. But that was a pretty questionable call there.
There have been a few of those here this morning.
Yeah, they're calling it really tight.
Yeah, they are. 4-1, the lead. Face off in the Chi High defensive zone. Cards down a man right here, and this is Sparacino. Leaves it off to his left.
Well, we've given them a lot of power play opportunities today. It was only a matter of time.
This is our fifth.
They did a nice job getting traffic out in front of the net and took Marla's eyes away.
Boy, that's a tough one, too, with under a minute to play in the period, huh?
Right, and it's frustrating because I feel as if it was a poor call. But either way, it's over. Nice goal by Brookfield.
So we can't make reservations for Saturday yet. Brookfield coming back with a huge goal for them. A power play goal here in the second. Got redirected in front of Marlowe. And it's 4-2 Chi High with under a minute to play. Those are really tough goals to take into the locker room. There's a drop out at neutral ice.
One number six.
And that's going to go to Mašek.
He was assisted by number four,
Brookfield. Sparacino, the defenseman, picks up the assist. 16. They're going to call it officially 16-11 time of the goal. And it's 4-2 as we tick it down to half a minute left to go here in the second period. And it's dumped into the Chi High zone. Wipes out the power play, so we're 5-on-5 hockey here. And the Cards able to put this one across their own blue line. And here comes Jackson LeMay. LeMay works it off to his right. Now looks for a man down in front. Can't find it. And it's popped right back out to neutral ice as we got ticket under 10 seconds to play in the period. Brookfield's got it. Cards in the midst of a change, but we're down to 4 seconds. 3-2-1, and there's the horn to end this second period.
Great period by the Cardinals. Unfortunate, unfortunate call and an unfortunate situation there at the end of the period, but overall, we really controlled the play, and that's the biggest thing. We come out with a two-goal lead, and super impressed with the way we bounced back from that first period. This team just never ceases to amaze me, to be honest.
Yeah. Big period for number seven, Mason Johnson. A couple of goals and an assist. A great seeing-eye goal by Jackson Hoym. Carter Bovey got it started as we trailed it 1-0 with a game tire at 2:15. So, Cards, with some big goals in the period, now they've got to go in and just make sure they're focused for the third, because this is going to be a tight game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're going to see Brookfield go into desperation mode for sure. You know, it's a state tournament. They're battling for their life, so they're going to throw everything they've got at you. You know, they're going to be double-shifting guys. Look for them to try to make that long hitter of a pass. It's going to be interesting. And we've said this before, but a two-goal lead's a worse lead in hockey.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know what it is about it. You know, you're like, I think you just kind of get comfy with that two-goal lead.
Sticks a little bit more, maybe, and with every rush the opposing team has.
Right. Yeah. And just have to stay focused on the end goal here is just win this game, and then we'll go to the next one. So, another thing, we have to stay out of the box. We just gave up power play goal. Our kill's been phenomenal, but when they see a kill so many times, they're going to find a way to get around it. So stay out of the box. They've proven that they're going to call this game really tight. So, you know, I think it's a little tighter officiating than we're used to, so that might be a challenge.
Five power plays for Brookfield, and one paid off here at the end of the period. 16-11 time of the goal, and it's 4-2 Chi High with 4 second period goals. Brookfield with one in the first. So the state semifinals going to be a barn burner, we anticipate. And we still got third ahead here, third period, Brookfield and Chi High, and we'll take a break. It is Chi High 4 and Brookfield 2, playoff hockey on WOGO.
Spring gives us a feel of new, refreshed. Summer road trips are coming. And now is the time to visit Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Maury's Hello Spring Savings is going on now. Enjoy Maury's Promise complimentary lifetime powertrain warranty. And best price first. New 2024s means more inventory and more savings for you. Plus, during Maury's Hello Spring Savings, Maury's is offering $750 in trade assist. Same great team, service, and store. Brand new name. Maury's. Moving life forward.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the Chi-Hi hockey team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Brookfield hanging on here with a late second period goal. They trailed 4-1, and now it's 4-2 after they scored that power play goal at 16-11 of the second. They got off to the first goal of the game at 15-17 of the first. Cards tied it up in the second, 2-15 into the second on Carter Bolby's tally. And then Chai reeled off three more unanswered goals before Brookfield scored that late one here in the second. So it's 4-2 shots, 22-13 in favor of the Cards. Cards have pretty much owned that period, just right down to that last goal for Brookfield.
Yeah, you know, the first period, we definitely, they kind of caught us on our heels a little bit. Then we controlled the flow in that period so well. So I look for us to do that in the third period. If we're able to control the flow like we did, we will come away with the win and we will play tomorrow night.
Well, Chai's got a chance to talk it over here in the locker room and rest their legs. And I think they're going to come out flying here in the
third. I think so, too. I mean, this is a team that has just been relentless all year. They've proven that they want to win and on the biggest stages, and this is the biggest stage. So I'm sure Coach Parker is going to have these guys dialed in and come out flying.
Alan Gwisden checked in on email. Thank you, Alan. He says, go Cards. Appreciate that very much. And here's a message from the Facebook fans. Wogo Facebook, we're hooked in for hockey. Ken and Bonnie Schibble listening from Apache Junction, Arizona. Ken and Bonnie, thank you for getting on the Wogo Facebook page and letting us know that you're out there. Appreciate it very much. We've heard from all over the country, from, of course, the Chippewa Valley and just about east to west here, Arizona, and off to the east. Appreciate that very much. All right, second intermission here. Chi High leads it over Brookfield in the state D1 semifinal, 4-2. And Coop and I will be back here, Capital Ice Arena in Middleton, in just a bit. This is Cards Hockey, Cards Tournament Hockey on WOGO.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Make tonight a Topper's night. Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls makes their dough from scratch every day with fresh hand-cut veggies and piles of that 100% real Wisconsin mozzarella. During the playoffs, mention Chi High Hockey at your locally owned Topper's in Chippewa and you'll get 20% off your order. 20% off hot and delicious pizza, wings, topper sticks, and cheese curds. 20% off mac and cheese, lava cake, frozen custard, and cinnamon sticks. Mention Chi High or use coupon code HOCKEY at checkout when ordering online for 20% off your order at Topper's Pizza next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls.
For over 60 years, Senn Blacktop has served the Chippewa Valley. In those 60 years, we've become the area's leading experts in residential, industrial, and commercial blacktop needs. You can count on Senn Blacktop for a quality job done right and on time. Our trusted employees also take pleasure in giving you the best customer service and experience. And don't forget about protecting your blacktop with Senn Seal Coat. For more information or employment opportunities, call us today or find us online at sennblacktop.com.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Greg and Coop here at Capital Ice Center in Middleton. And it's 4-2 in favor of Chi High with four second period goals. The team's back on the ice. And they may want to wait just a little bit.
Yeah, let it set up for sure.
There's a lot of water on the ice right now. It's getting warm out there. It's supposed to be in the 50s, I think close to 60 down here today.
Well, and you know, all these people in here, I mean, it definitely makes a difference. But big period here from Chi High.
Holly from Chi High class of 2004, listening from Minnesota. She says, "You go Cards." Thank you, Holly. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. We're back to 5-on-5, a rare occasion here today.
Yeah, we've been on the kill a lot. So
five power plays for Brookfield.
Yeah, we've done a nice job so far, only giving up one goal. Pretty awesome.
Here we go, face off at neutral. Their second line against our first. Johnson Bobby and Jackson Hoib. And this one goes back to Gus Thorpe. Works it through the legs of a Brookfield player into the right wing corner. And we're underway here in the second. Brookfield's got it. Overskated by Dysart. Got some off wing help. Yeah, it's really struggling. Here's an intercept by Chi High. Bobby laid that one in the left wing corner. And it's going to be taken by Brookfield and cleaned up and sent out to neutral ice. Here they come. Mashik into the zone. Tried to turn a shot in on Nick Marlowe. Cards covered him, so he had no room to throw that one in on a goaltender. And it's loose in behind the Cardinal tender. Back to the point. Across the blue stripe. And Bobby's going to pick it up right at the checkered line and drop it in. And he'll skate off for the change. Minute gone here in the second. Sparciano overskated the puck in his own zone because of the water out there. And it's loose in the high slot. Cards trying to track it down. Swept at by Jackson LeMay. Just punched at it. Didn't get a whole lot on it. And it pops around.
Hand
pass. Neutralized. We got a hand pass right here. 15:49 left to go in the second.
Yeah, good to get a whistle. Let that ice set up a little bit more.
Well, help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. It's Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles Motion office at simforkids.com. It's S-I-M, the number 4kids.com. There is the face-off in the zone. Chi High with it. Carlson works it behind Jones, the goaltender. Never got it out in front. Jones got some off-wing help from his D, and it's in the left elbow in the Brookfield zone and punched out by the Stars. Brought into the zone by Mayer on this third line for Brookfield, and there's a pickoff of a pass, outlet pass for Chi High. And it's bouncing between the teams right now. They're really, really still struggling with the soft ice here. A little bit of water left on it from the Zamboni. Here is Krista. Tries to muscle it in to the shoulder of a Brookfield player. Still worked it deep in the zone. Brookfield's got it, and it's launched back out by the Stars. Cards control. Out of neutral ice, bounced off the glass, and it
played a high stick.
Played with a high stick, yep, 14:51 left to go in the second period. Nestle Health Science is expanding their hiring. Nestle offers great pay and full benefits package, including a 401k and a pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Go to NestleJobs.com to find out about current openings. Back to action, 14:55 left to go. Puck inside the Brookfield zone. It's going to be brought out by Kennedy, the right wing on this line. Kennedy had it on the dasher on the near side, and Chi High in transition right here. It's going to be an icing call against the Cards with 14:28 left here in this third period. Chi High up by a deuce.
Yeah, I'm very confident in this period, but I'm also very nervous just because it's a state tournament. Anything can happen.
That's for sure.
It's like McMarlow's got a little equipment issue there.
Giving him some time with one of his skates, and he's okay now. Throws a water bottle back on top of the cage, ready to go. Face off to the glove side of the senior goaltender for Chi High. And the Cards carry this one out into center ice and pushed in by Jackson Hoyne. Chi High on the attack right now. The forecheck. It is Bovey behind the goal line. Looking over his shoulder. Who's got it? On the near wall, half wall, is Mason Johnson. Got worked hard into the dasher, but comes out with the puck. And Jackson Hoyne with a quick shot on net. And Jones got a piece of that. Didn't know where it was. It bounced off him behind him. And Chi High still controls from the point. Nice low shot there by Swobes. And this is an icing call on Brookfield here with 13:48 left to go in the third period.
I tell you what, Swobes has been just on fire tonight. I mean, he's really doing his job very well. He's keeping their guys to the outside, and he's contributed offensively, so very happy with his play.
Carlson line out there for Chi High now. Jackson LeMay on one wing, Carter Bovey the other. Defensively, it is Krista and Sam Hebert. Hebert steps up a few feet. Takes a shot. That was blocked out in front. And here is Carlson right now. Feathers went off to Krista. His shot knocked down at the hash marks. Carlson trying to pick it up. Poked at it. But it is Brookfield who owns it right now. They work it up to neutral ice. Banged off the wall by Chi High on the breakout. And there's a scramble for it at neutral and thrown in by Sparacino for Brookfield. On the dasher right in front of Chi High's bench, Carter Bovey will lob this one into the corner. Bovey paid the price for it with a hard shoulder from a Brookfield player, but he gets up, throws the puck off into the corner for Jackson LeMay, and he turned it right on. Save made there by Jones, banked off the wall, and a little soft for Swope, so he really couldn't pull the trigger on a shot. And here's a piper up by Evan Foyles. He backhanded one right off the steel against Augustus Jones. It's on the half wall in the zone. Cards in the midst of a change. Andrew Johnson's out there for them. Gus Thorpe is going to change up on the D, and number 18's got it right now. Goes rink wide for Andy Johnson. Turns, pumps one in off the boards, and Cards had no forecheck on the outlet, so it's going to be taken by Sexton through neutral ice, and then he had it stripped as he came into the zone. Cards had a bad outlet. Here is Brookfield, a chance, and a give and go feed right out in front for Simon as he was about below the hash marks, about 6 feet off the paint. And the big save there by Mick Marlow to keep it 4-2, 11:56 left to go. The puck floats back out to neutral ice. And Brookfield's got it right now. The long reach of Templeton as he went over able to keep the puck alive for Brookfield, and they've got it in behind our goaltender. Comes back to the point, fanned on by the D, and here is Chai High turning it up the ice as Jackson Hoym, player of the year. Hoym stops on the half wall, wanted outlet back to Mason Johnson, but he was bodied and pushed into the wall there by Sexton, and he's got it right now. Sexton trying to go cross ice here for Dysart as they're in the midst of a line change, and a hard check laid on Gus Thorpe behind his goaltender. Took him a while to get up. Chai High, the outlet for Mason Johnson. Couldn't quite reach it, and there's an icing here with 11:10 left to go third period.
Well, I can tell you what, Chai High really is controlling the pace of the play right now. They're doing an awesome job, you know, just playing their hockey game, kind of pinning them down in their own zone. So they just need to keep it up here.
Joe Franzway checks in, class of 1986, listening in his cabin in northern Wisconsin, wishing the Cards good luck today. Long time coming. And he sent a picture of his senior class on that Chai High team, Joey Franzway.
Nice, that's
go
cool.
Go Cards, I love it. Thank you, Joey. 11:10 left to go, third period. Chai High hanging on to a two-goal leader. They got four in the second after trailing in the first 1-0. And the Cards able to bank this one off the wall out to neutral, but thrown right back in by the Brookfield Stars out of the Classic 8 Conference. Chai High outlets to neutral ice. Carter Bobey surrounded by Brookfield players. Struggle to get it across the blue stripe, and Stars have it right now as they carry it to the blue line, and they will offload this one into the right wing corner. Chai High out to neutral ice to the center circle. That was LeMay, who reached back for it but couldn't control, and a one-timer wide of the net came off the boards behind Mick Marlowe with velocity. Here comes Chai High turning the afterburners on as Ethan Foyles. He launched one in on Jones, the goaltender, and he'll just hang out of that. With 10:17 left to go and the face-off and complete line changes for the teams here in the third period. Face-off to the blocker side of Augustus Jones, a senior. Got a couple of senior goaltenders out here today. 4-2 Chai High lead, and this one's pulled back into the left wing elbow in the Brookfield D zone. Brookfield putting the pinches on behind their goaltender, but it is Chai High who able to come up with the puck and carry it out high in the zone, but then Drew Bobey lost it, and Chai High has to hit the reset right here with 9:53 left to go. Puck on the wall on the far side. Templeton feeds ahead over to Sexton on the near wing. Sexton was blocked off as he came in. And Chai High with the pick right here. Goes cross ice for Jackson Hoym. Hoym tried to dangle in and then was stopped. There's a nice body push right there by Swoboda. And the Cards have it. Here's a feed for a...
That might be the dagger right there, Greg. That might be tough to come back from. What a shot by Gus Thorpe. Even better set up by Jackson Hoym.
Yeah, he rung it off the left pipe and hit the right pipe. And found a corner over the right shoulder of Jones, and it's 5-2, Chai High. Let's get on the Gus bus, huh?
Yeah, I've been on it for a while. Impressive.
His 12th goal of the year. What a phenomenal score as a defenseman. 7:39. Time of the goal here in the third.
Score by number 18, Gus
Thorpe. Number 18 with the goal. And the assist goes to Jackson Hoym. He's had his usual big night on that first line. 7:39, time of the goal, and Chai High back to a lead. And there's a feed off on the back door, and it was wide open. Marlowe
didn't
see the Brookfield player, and they just threw it wide, and we got a penalty call right here, and it looks as if Chai High is going to sit again here.
Oh, my God.
Ethan Foyles.
Unbelievable.
He's going to get called for something.
Two more false penalties, number 27, Ethan Foyles. 2 minutes, roughing. Time of penalty, 8 minutes, 3 seconds into period number three.
Well, we're still got 8:57, and they've got their sixth power play of the morning here right now. They put one in here, and it could change the complexion of this game. Chi High had the momentum, but Brookfield's got the puck right now. Here is Sparciano, and a one-timer on net as they fed it in to Sexton, right circle, and he shot it very quickly on Marlowe, but he made the save, and Chi High exits all the way down on the dump right here with 1:35 left to go in the power play. 8:29 in the game clock here in the third. Cards up 5-2, and Sexton's going to bring it across. Yeah, Templeton flying down the slot. Couldn't get the puck to him. And it is Hoym looking for a shorty. Hoym over to Mason Johnson. Johnson calling for it. Johnson at the hash marks and then was bodied off the puck and loses it. And it's back in control by Brookfield on the power play. 1:06 left to go in the man advantage. Brookfield's got it. Here's a shot on net. It went wide. Where is it going to go? Back to Sexton in the high slot. And he'll just throw this one in the left wing corner as the shooting lane was shut down. 51 seconds left to go here on the Brookfield power play. Cardinals harassing Brookfield every time they have the puck. They don't set up much yet on the box, and that one thrown in on the goaltender, but in back of the net, hits some metal and ricochets into the corner and cleared by Chi High with a half a minute left to go in the power play. 7:25 on the game clock here in the third. Chi High up by three, and it's brought in by Brookfield. Here they've got it. It is Simon on this first line, and they fire the back of the cage.
Well, it's another nice power play goal by Brookfield, doing their job, getting guys out in front of the net. But
Harrison Kennedy is going to get the goal, number 8 for them. Cards needed one more clear, Coop, to
yep.
get it.
One more clear, yeah. That's a tough one, especially just with the stakes of the game here. You know, two goals is not very many, and Chi High could really, in the situation where they could really use another one now.
.946 time of the goal here in the third, and that was scored by the Stars. Harrison Kennedy is going to pick up his 14th of the year, a power play goal, second power play goal of the morning for Brookfield, and we're back to a two goal edge for Chi High. Here are the Cards, taken from the back of the goal line and brought in to the right wing corner by Chi High. Ethan Foyles has got it right there. And it's set in from left to right and right wing corner to left wing corner on the half boards right now in the zone. Chi trying to put the forecheck on to keep it pinned in deep and sent into the left wing corner by Evan Foyles. Here's an outlet pass past the Brookfield player and an icing call right there as Pierce Mayer was on trying to get on the receiving end of that.
We're going to get another penalty.
Oh, come on, really?
I just cannot believe this. It's the same ref that has called all of these.
What's the call? It's going to go on Ethan Foyles. He's had a couple of penalties called on him today.
Chippewa Falls penalties on number 27, Ethan Foyles. 2 minutes, high sticking.
High stick on Foyles. He'll sit for two. Boy, this is going to be a grinder right to the end, isn't it?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, yeah, I just should maybe not say anything.
Seventh power play of the day for Brookfield. They've scored on two of them, so they're doing pretty good at the man advantage.
Yeah.
And the timeout for Brookfield right here. So Greg Copeland, their coach, is going to take the TO with him, knowing this is a pivotal moment in the game. They trail by two, and they have a power play. They scored a power play goal. So it's 6:31 left here in the third, 5-3 lead for Chi High, and we'll take a break with them. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Back to action. Power play unit out there for Brookfield and looking for a second straight power play goal. They found it. Squeezed it in between the legs of Nick Marlo. Got redirected. And it's 5-4.
All right, Chi High needs to stay out of the box the rest of this game, no matter what they do. We still have that one goal lead. It's going to be huge, but Brookfield's going to pull their goalie at some point. It's going to be tight. We could really use another one right here.
10:53, the time of the PP here. Third power play goal in a row for Brookfield. Their first was even strength. Now they've had three straight power plays, power play goals, seventh power play of the day for them. And now it's a 5-4 lead, slim as you can get.
Score, number six,
and
Colin,
it is going to be
Mason. Colin Masick by number four, for Drew Sparacino.
For Brookfield with the goal. Sparacino, the defenseman, chipped in, so it's 5-4. And there's the drop. Chi High brings it into the Brookfield zone, leading only by one now with 5:41 left to go. And Brookfield with new life. Able to throw it down the ice, and this one is going to be an icing call as they didn't connect on the outlet right there. Well, it was a good timeout for Greg Copeland there, Coop. I said it was a good timeout for their head coach. He got it organized, and he got that goal to bring him to win.
Yeah, like, you know, I said, every team at this tournament is going to be well coached, and that just proves that Brookfield is.
Former Cardinal player Rod Olson, class of 92, listening at work. Keep working at hard cards, he says. Thank you, Rod. Appreciate that very much. 5:32 left to go here in the third. And a 5-4 lead for Chi High. They were caught offside, so they got to back off and touch up here. Chi High now into the attacking zone, and Carlson's got it. Here is LeMay centering pass. Cut off by Brookfield's D, and it comes back for Gus Thorpe. Thorpe rolls this one off the wall with 5:05 left to go, third period. Chi High only leading by one. Banked off the dasher. Brookfield going back to their D, and now they get organized. They bring it across the line, and here is Templeton, who logs a ton of ice time, and Sexton takes a feed from him. Sexton dumps it behind Nick Marlow. Cards able to clear out to center with 4:45 left to go, and cut off right there by Sparciano. Here is Thorpe. Thorpe dangles ahead up to his blue line, throws it off the wall, but taken there by Brookfield, and it's going to be up to Parker Dysart, who's got it for Brookfield right now. Centering pass, Cards knocked that one aside, but it's still kept in the zone by the defenseman, Wasilewski. Up on the half wall in the zone, 4:13 left to go. As the puck, the hard around, comes into the right wing corner for them. 5-4 Chi High lead. And loose in the right circle. They're going to be gathered in right there by Gus Thorpe. He sees Drew Bowley flying ahead. Got it to number three. Bank went off the wall with 3:57 left to go. And Brookfield's got it now. The guys in blue launch this one up into the center circle. Cards backpedaling, able to come up with the loose change there. And Gus Thorpe has got it for Chi High. It's going to be chucked up on the right side and cut off by Brookfield. defenseman fanned on it just a little bit, but backpedaled, got it. And here comes Brookfield. It is Sexton, reached down to one knee, was going to make the shot, and Carter Bowley didn't know he had a player behind him. That was Templeton, who stripped him as he was going into the zone, and Brookfield has it as they organize their breakout right now. Here is Tyler Colonna, comes into the zone, throws it left wing corner into the Chi-High D zone with 3:05 left to go. Cards hanging on to the slimmest of leads, 5-4. Chi-High's got it, right wing corner, outlet, and an icing call right here against the Cards. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi-High Athletics. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any questions. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. 2:57 left, third period. Chi-High had a four-goal lead at one time. Now it's shrunk to one, 5-4. Cards in the waning moments of this game. The winner meets the winner of the next game, Notre Dame and Madison Edgewood. That one dealt right off the draw. And a bender right into Nick Marlowe. 2:54 left to go.
Oh, this game's taking years off my life, Greg.
Oh, man, it is tough, that's for sure. But we knew it would be down here at State. Oh, the game's going to be barn burners. Good teams here. This is Jackson Hoy. Hoy shuffles it into the zone. Cards looking to get the two-goal lead again. And Mason Johnson controls. Johnson drops this one left wing corner for Carter Bovey. Outlets to Gus Thorpe. Cross ice for Swobes. And going to be dragged by Mason Johnson, then cycled down low. Bobby outlets in front for Jackson Hoyne, but he was cut off by Brookfield.
Watch
and
the goalie
into the zone. Yeah, 2:16 left to go. Keep an eye on Jones, the goaltender for Brookfield, to see when he's pulled. Still a lot of time, though. You'd be surprised if they pulled him this early. 2:05 and counting. 5-4 lead for Chi-High. Brookfield, the breakout right now.
Here he comes.
Side. Here comes Simon. Simon floats in underneath the goaltender, then leaves one out in front. There's the goaltender. He's gone. The extra attacker added now with 1:51 left to go. And Brookfield
looking
trying to put some pressure on. Chi-High with an empty net to shoot at, but they can't get it that far. And it's loose and scooped up by Simon for Brookfield. Oh, Nick Marlowe lost his stick. He went out to get it. The net was wide open. And Simon threw it just wide of the cage. Marlowe did not anticipate that they'd be able to get it back. And here they come. Brookfield looking to tie. A shot right on. Marlowe with the save. There's another shot. Through traffic. Big block by Slobodan. And it's back out to neutral with 1:17 left to go. And tossed in by Brookfield.
Get in.
Just Thorpe. Turns. Oh. There's it just wide. And an icing call right here on Chi-High. Oh, he just missed that one by less than a foot. And man, Nick Marlowe at the other end. Oh, what a bevy on him.
Greg, that could have been so bad.
Marlowe was out of his net looking for his stick.
There's so much adrenaline. My hands are numb right now. We're going to take our time out.
T.O. for Chi-High here. We need a T.O. too. We're at the Capital Ice Arena in Middleton. Chi-High leads at 5-4 with 1:08 left to go. And we will be back. This is Cards Hockey on Logo.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
We need a breather here. 1:08 left to go, third period. Cards lead it 5-4. This Brookfield team is getting relentless today. They get a big hand from their crowd, and the Chi-High faithful trying to cheer on their crowd. And we're getting input from all over. Here is Andre Brooks listening from PR Diamond Suite in Madison. He says, go Cards. Thank you very much, Andre, for that. 108 left to go. Empty net at the Brookfield end of the ice. But they've been good getting back to protect that cage, Brookfield. 5-4 lead, Brookfield with the extra attacker. Face off in the Chi High zone. Stick side of Mick Marlowe. And Gus Thorpe had it for a moment, then lost it. And here is Simon. Simon for Brookfield. Lays it down to the left wing corner. Centering pass there by Brookfield. The Cards got it to the point, but not up and out. And it is a shot taken by Sparciano in the high slot. That one got a piece of a player. And the Cards trying to get on. It seems like every time they reach, they can't get it out. But there it is. Cleared to center with 40 seconds left to go. Organized. Brookfield gets organized. And it's thrown out of the rink. Ricochets off Mick Marlowe and up and out. So we'll have a face-off in the Chi High D zone with 35.9 seconds left to go in the game clock here. 5-4 lead for Chi High. Face-off in the left wing circle. It's pulled back behind Marlowe. Gus Thorpe is there. And out left. Oh. And here's a shot just wide of the net by Chi High. It was Drew Bowlby who launched it. And another icing call against the Cards.
So much adrenaline. I mean, I'm having a hard time keeping it together here.
27.7 seconds and a nail biter here at the Capital Ice Arena. What a great game. Looked like the Cards might coast to victory with 4 second period goals, but Brookfield tenacious here in the second. 29.4 left to go on the clock here in the third. The faceoff back to the Cards D zone again. Mason Johnson trying to win this one, and he's unable to, and it's pulled to the defense. And now they collapse. Here's nice a shot, and a big save by Marlowe off his pads into the right wing corner. We're down to 18 seconds left. Still in the zone, and a shot.
No.
The defenseman got a redirect in front of our goaltender, and we're tied at 5-5.
Oh, I'm speechless right now.
Number 19 for Brookfield in the third. That one cooped with 14.6 seconds left to go.
Yeah, I don't have much to say other than just tough. Very tough.
14.6. Even strength goal, but in a sense it was a power play because they had the extra attacker. They have been good with that man advantage here today. We're tied up at 5 apiece with 12 seconds left to go. Gus Thorpe lays this one into the zone. Time might be running out for Chi High to win it in regulation. And it's going to be cupped and fed back out to neutral. We're going to OT. Wow, what a third period for the Stars. With 3 here in the third, Cards got 1 in the third. And we're 5 apiece. 5-5 heading into OT here at Capital Ice Arena. What a furious comeback for Brookfield here.
Yeah, hats off to them. There was no quitting those boys. And they got a couple lucky power play opportunities, and they took advantage of them.
Well, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers to get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Visit cbosm.com/wogo. Coop and Greg here at Capital Ice Arena. And we're going to take a brief break. Come back for OT. Don't touch that dial. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Attention high school students and parents. Are you planning for your future after high school? Join us at CVTC's Spring Open House on Tuesday, March 26th to learn why CVTC is the smart start to your future. Meet instructors, participate in hands-on simulations and virtual reality activities, and apply for free at the event. Learn why students just like you are choosing CVTC. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/spring.
Make tonight a Topper's Night. Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls makes their dough from scratch every day with fresh hand-cut veggies and piles of that 100% real...
Got game, and they're bringing Slapshot deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Plus, by joining the VIP club, you can score free milk, pizzas, beverages, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. And don't forget our propane, fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
Thank you, happy campers. Country RV wants to thank you for voting them the best place to buy an RV once again. And to show their appreciation for the entire month of March, Country RV is offering discounts, sales, and promotions to save you money. Take advantage of discounted finance rates, stock up on supplies, enter to win some amazing prizes, and enjoy refreshments while shopping. Learn what it's like to truly be a happy camper when you shop Country RV. Located on Highway B in Chippewa Falls, just 1 mile off Highway 53 in Tilden.
Well, the last time the Cards were at state in 2020, they lost in overtime to Verona, the eventual state champion. And let's see if we can turn the tables right here. Chi Hyde, Brookfield going into OT here. Goaltenders change places. And Brookfield did this with pulling their goaltender, Augustus Jones. Scored this game tire. Kept this away. We had a couple of shots at their empty net, long distance shots, and couldn't score. And here we go to OT. Shoved into the Chi High zone, and Cards probably going to have to worry about a little bit of momentum going Brookfield's way after they tied it up with a late goal. And the Cards just working it off the boards and up the ice, and this is going to be an icing call. No, goes right on, and Jones drops it for his goal, his defenseman. Cards on the forecheck right now. Chi High just inside the blue line, kicked around off a couple of sticks, and now it's going to be picked up by Simon for Brookfield. You can bet the benches are going to be short right now, first and second lines. That's going to be about it. And worked off the glass by the Cards up into the crowd with 7:14 left to go. Here in the overtime. First overtime. We're going to find a winner somehow, yep, out of this.
I believe it's 5-on-5 the entire time. So Chi High running their second line here against Brookfield's second line.
So Kennedy, Dysart, Mashik for Brookfield against the Brent Carlson line. LeMay and Carter Colby. Defensively for the Cards, it's the senior Swobes and the outstanding sophomore Gus Thorpe. And Carlson goes over to talk to Thorpe. And just a little idea of what he's going to do here. They had to reset the clock. Some time ticked off after the whistle. 7:41 in the overtime clock here. Tied at 5-5. Winner goes on to meet the winner of Notre Dame and Madison Edgewood, the second game here today in Division One. Puck on the half wall in the Chi High zone. Scramble for it right there. Going to be peeled off by Kennedy. Tried to ride it off his right shoulder right to the cage, but was pushed off the biscuit, and it comes back out to neutral ice and picked up there by Carter Bobey. He'll throw one in with 7:16 left to go. Brookfield will cycle it back, and the Cards stop it right at the blue line. That's Swobin who stepped up, and Swobin's another keep in the zone. One-timer. Oh, that one was a little tricky. Deflected off a stick and just went wide of the cage into the right-wing corner. And it's sent back out by Brookfield and chased down by Swobin with 6:52 left to go. Cards get their first line back out there. And it's got Thorpe who feeds Bobby. Bobby then lost it, had it pushed off his lumber all the way back to Swobe, but it was 6:39 left to go. Swobe's in the zone. He'll offload to Gus Thorpe. Break wide now, and Mason's got it. Here's number seven. Moves in, drifts in, and through the paint into the right wing corner. Cards on the attack still. And it was Hoym who went down to one knee and tossed it wide of the cage. And Brookfield pivots and moves it into the Chi-High zone. Centering pass cut off right there. Nice back check by Jackson Hoym. Hoym tried to throw it off to his left. It came off Sparciano, deflected off him, and Simon's got it for Brookfield. Stops and throws it in! Simon won it! Oh my goodness, what a tough break for Nick Marlowe! Simon, beyond the top of the right wing circle, just delayed a little bit. I think that threw Marlowe off. And Brookfield is knocked off the number one Chi-High Cardinals in overtime, 6-5. There's the game winner. 2:02 into overtime. And Brookfield moves on, and the Cards suffer a crushing defeat in OT. Here against Brookfield, and Nick Marlowe beside himself, hugging Jackson Hoym, knowing he should have stopped it, but that was a tough play. It was a nice play by Simon just to kind of drag the puck back a little bit and then throw it at the net. And that just threw the timing off for Nick Marlowe, and Simon gets the game winner, 2:02 into overtime.
Well,
what can you say, huh? 6-5.
I am heartbroken.
Cooper Simon.
And it was about halfway between the top of the circle and the blue line.
Fans, just a reminder.
Wow.
So
didn't see that coming at all. Chi-High just owned them in the second. It looked like we were going to run away with the game. And Brookfield took advantage of power play opportunities. Tied it up with 6 seconds to go. With 6 seconds to go in the third. And then won it in overtime. 2 minutes and 2 seconds into OT. The goal by Simon. Number 34 has had a sensational year for them. The leading scorer came in here with 62 points. Adds three more here today. And they beat Chi-High 6-5 in OT. Well, we need to take a little break here. Come back, we'll summarize things and see if we can get a hold of Scott Parker, if we can, to
join us
for one last interview. But Brookfield wins this one, and it's going to be bitter for Chi-High. There were a lot of calls that were soft calls for penalties. Well, and boy, I tell you what,
I don't want to blame that, but that was a very poorly officiated hockey game. They called a lot of penalties that were very questionable, particularly one ref. And as far as I'm concerned, that's unacceptable in a state hockey game. And I feel like if those calls didn't happen, Chi-High wins this game walking away. So I'm very frustrated. I feel very bad for Chi-High. I feel that they outplayed Brookfield pretty much the entire game. And now we're headed home.
Yeah.
So it's a really heartbreaking loss. I feel for Coach Parker. You know, this was the best Chi-High hockey team there's ever been.
And I agree.
Hats off to them. They had an amazing season. It just doesn't feel right to end this way. So I'm a little frustrated.
Yeah, me too. Cards lose this one in overtime. 6-5 here now this afternoon. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Thought we were going to be playing Saturday night for a championship. Yeah. That's sports for you, right? Desire, determination, dedication, 3D Fitness in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations in Eau Claire and downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. 3D Fitness, and a lot of disappointed Chi High fans leaving the building now. Wow. What could have been? Cards looked like they were built for a championship, and they're going to come up short again. Their seventh trip to state ends in an overtime loss. 6-5 to Brookfield. We'll take a break, come back. Our post-Glassmere post-game show ahead. Holly Bobie Statch recap as well. Toppers top plays on the way for you on Logo Radio. Final again, 6-5. Chi High loses in overtime to Brookfield. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
What do you see when you look at your home and your car? Do you see a bundle? A combo deal? That's how other insurance companies see them. But a State Farm agent sees so much more. Because a State Farm agent sees your home and your car as more than just four walls and four wheels. They see the things you've worked really hard for. So why not give them the protection they deserve?
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, call State Farm agent Jeff Flagg in Chippewa Falls, 715-723-9128.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Sports is so tough. High school sports is tough. Chi High loses this one in overtime, 6-5. They wind up at 24-4 on the year, their best season ever. And Brookfield moves on at 22-5-1, and they'll play the winner of the next game here this afternoon, Notre Dame and Madison Edgewood. We'll have our post-Glassmere post-game show brought to you by post-Glassmere in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit post-glassandmere.com.
Coop, this is such a hard one to swallow here.
Yeah, it just, like I said, it just doesn't feel right. I mean, I just feel like we had that game in the bag. And
we did.
And that's, yeah, you're right. It is high school sports. But, you know, when you outplay a team, outshoot a team, and you lose on something like that, and, you know, all those penalties in the third period, it hurts pretty bad. I can't imagine, you know, how the players must feel, how Coach Parker feels. You know,
crushing.
You know, it's probably going to be a while for them to get over that one. And I just, hats off to this team. They had a phenomenal year. I had a heck of a time watching them. I'm going to miss watching those guys
because
they were unbelievable. Mm. And, you know, the seniors, wow. I mean, they did an awesome job from start to finish. I got to coach the seniors, and other than Mick, and they were so nice. They were great kids, and they were really good hockey players too. So good luck to them in the future. But for now, I guess we'll see you next year and stuff.
7 power play opportunities and 3 power play goals for Brookfield out of those 7 chances here today. So you got to give them credit, too. They did a great job on the power play. Well, Johnson Roll-Off, if you need a dumpster, Johnson Roll-Off Services, one to fit your project, remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, Johnson Roll-Off can help. Serving West Central Wisconsin, JohnsonRolloffService.com. We'll have our Holly Bovey stats update, names you know stats report as well. Toppers Pizza coming with our Toppers top play. Unfortunately, the top play here this afternoon was an overtime goal by Cooper Simon for Brookfield as he beats Chi High with the tally. And I feel so bad for Mick Marlowe, too, because it was one he felt like if he's going to save a goal, it was that. But just the dragging it back a little bit, waiting on it, threw him off a little bit.
Yeah, I think that puck got redirected, and he had a long time to look at it, but I think he maybe lost it in the ceiling too. That's kind of what I was thinking. When I saw that puck go in, I pinching myself. I'm like, I can't believe that. You know, so it was a good game. It's just unfortunate how it ended.
Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls, helping their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Freeze Financial Group. Well, we'll come back. We're in our Post Glassmere postgame show, brought to you by Post Glassmere. Quality service, affordable prices, commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll take a final break here from Middleton Capital Ice Center in just a moment. This is Cardinal Hockey on WOGO.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together. I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future with a metal roof. I've fallen head over shingles for a new metal roof. She's strong, durable, and energy efficient. Keeps me cool in the summer and cozy in winter. I want the best for my family, and it's a
Bjorkstrand metal roof.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, you'll find a friend. So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found in 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the Chi-High hockey team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Oh, a heartbreaker for Chi-High at State again. Last time we were here at the Alliant 4 years ago, Chi lost in overtime to Verona. Again, an overtime loss this time to Brookfield East Co-op, 6-5 in OT. And we're on our post-Glasimir post-game show. By the way, it's maybe time to call Rizgala Plumbing and Heating. You have that long overdue bathroom remodel. Why don't you treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom that you've been doing without. Call Rizgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate. It's 839-0707 or go to rizgala.com. Well, time for our Topper's Pizza. Topper's Top Plays brought to you by Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls. You mentioned Chi-High Hockey. It's your locally owned Topper's Pizza in Chippewa for 20% off your entire order. It's 20% off pizza, wings, topper sticks, sides, and desserts. Use promo code HOCKEY when ordering online, or just mention Chi-High Hockey at Topper's Pizza next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. And the Cards had some big plays in the second period. Four second-period goals for Chi-High. A big one, though, came from the sophomore All-State defenseman, Gus Thorpe. 7:39 of the period, and Thorpe rung the bell. It sounded like this. Swoboda, and the Cards have it. Here's a feed for it.
Oh!
What a
Gus Thorpe!
That might be the dagger right there, Greg. That might be tough to come back from. What a shot by Gus Thorpe. Even better set up by Jackson Williams.
Yeah, he rung it off the left pipe and hit the right pipe. And fouled a corner over the right shoulder of Jones, and it's 5-2. Yeah, 5-2 at that point. It looked like the dagger, Coop, at that point. I just can't believe they came back from that.
Yeah, like I said, it should have been tough to come back from. And when you get handed, you know, three really nice power plays, that certainly helps.
So that's our Topper's Top Play here today. If you mention hockey at your locally owned Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls, it's 20% off your entire order. 20% off pizza, great pizza, wings, topper sticks, sides, and desserts. Use that promo code HOCKEY when ordering online, or just mention Chi-High Hockey at Topper's Pizza next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. All right, let's recap our Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. You can call Holly at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Brookfield got out to the lead in the first at 15-17 of the first period. It was a goal by the sophomore, outstanding sophomore on that great first line for them, Templeton. found the back of the net at 15-17. Then they led, but Chi-High poured it on in the second. They really got their act together. At 2:15 of the second, it was Carter Bovee scoring. And then number seven did his magic. Mason Johnson, an unassisted goal at 4:54 of the second. Then again at 12:47 of the second, the assist going to Drew Bovee. And Chi-High had a two-goal lead. Then in the second, it was Jackson Hoym, a beautiful goal, a feed from behind the cage by Mason Johnson, 14-10 of the second period. And Chi-High had built up to a three-goal lead. And then Brookfield came back in the second period, near the end of the second period, to cut that lead at 16-11 of the second. That was a real heartbreaker right there, a real tough goal to come back from, 16-11 of the second. It was Brookfield scoring. Colin Moshek with the goal there, and we went into the second intermission locker room with a three-goal lead, and then the Cards scored their final goal at 7:39, one we just played for you, of the third period. Gus Thorpe with a bell ringer, but Chi-High could not shut down Brookfield. They had three power play goals here on seven tries. They tied it up late in the third period at 16:54, just clock ticking down. They had an empty net. Chai tried two or three times and threw it just wide of the cage. You put one of those in, Coop, and we're going to Saturday night. We're right. Heading to Saturday night.
But, you know, they're really long shots, right?
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
It's one of those deals. You know, it's a not very big target when you're shooting, you know, for the whole
sure.
length of the ice. So,
yep.
You know, I don't really look at that. I look at more of, you know, when could have we cleared a puck,
yep.
That type of thing.
Yep.
And certainly that last play was tough, too.
Yeah, lots of could-haves, would-haves, wishing things would have turned out differently. And then at 2:02 of overtime, it was Simon, the sophomore, scoring and beating Mick Marlowe to win it in overtime, 6-5. So there you go, our Holly Bovee names, you know, stats recap. And the Cards, it's bitter right now, but you can't take anything away from the greatest season in Cardinal history. 24-4 record. They had a 17-game winning streak, longest in Cardinal history. And one play different today, it would have been 18 straight games.
Right.
That's how the cookie crumbles in sports, huh?
Yeah, that's the tough part. You know, we love sports. I know, but yeah, I love hockey so much. But, yeah, this one hurts a little bit extra, I think. But, this team was unbelievable. They shouldn't hang their heads too long.
No.
There's a lot of them that are going to play hockey after high school.
Absolutely.
So hopefully those guys don't dwell on this too much. They've got a lot more hockey memories to make. So
I know Scott Parker's still in the locker room. We won't catch up with him after this one, but you know, usually he does a little bit of a tribute to the seniors. Just talk a little bit about some of these seniors heading out here.
All right, let's talk about Mason Johnson first. You know, Mason Johnson is a class act. You know, you never see him getting in any penalty trouble ever. You know, it just says a lot about the character of who he is. On top of that, he's a phenomenal hockey player. He's a guy that's going to for sure get to play some hockey next year, no doubt. Let's do LeMay next. LeMay, man, he's a kid that is, his game has grown so much, and you can tell that he's worked really hard. He's a really strong kid in the classroom as well as on the ice, and he'll for sure be missed. Carter Bovee, wow, he's the last of the three Bovee brothers there. I got to coach him when he was on JV, and to watch his growth is also just unbelievable. He and LeMay both, as far as I'm concerned, had a whale of a season that they should be very, very proud of. Jackson Hoym.
What can you say about the player of the year? Huh?
Yeah, I mean, boy, he's the total package. Any junior team would be lucky to have him. Any college team would be lucky to have him, because there's just really, you can't teach that type of drive to win and that speed that he has. And the last one, Mick Marlowe, I believe that's all of them. I might have missed one. Oh, Caden Swoboda.
Yep.
Yeah, that's another player I coached on JV that grew into an all-conference type player. and he's a super, super nice kid, and he's going to be successful in whatever he wants to achieve.
Yeah.
And then, you know, McMarlow, unfortunately, we only got him for a year because he's a heck of a kid, and
he played so well this year.
Yep, I'll tell
nine
you.
Nine shutouts for Marlow.
Yeah,
I know he's going to take the blame for this.
Right, he shouldn't, though, it's just a fluky goal, you know. So, and I'll tell a quick story after the Spash win shutout. Coach went to give him the game puck, and he walked over and handed it to Drew Bowlby because Drew Bowlby blocked a lot of shots.
Wow.
So you want to take anything from Mick Marlow, that's the thing to hang your hat on, and he'll certainly be missed as a teammate and as a goalie.
Oh. Well, 37 years of coaching for Scott Parker and another tough one at State. And this probably is the toughest of seven trips to State for him because this team really – had a good shot at winning that state title. Maybe the best team ever that he's coached.
Yeah, definitely. I when I saw that goal go in, I just, you know, he's my friend and kind of broke my heart a little bit for him. And I'll probably let him be for a couple of weeks and then I'll say, hey, coach, I'm coming over, you know.
Yeah.
We're
going to
hang out. So.
Yeah, you bet. Well, another great hockey season for us on WOGO. Thanks, Coop, for being alongside. Appreciate it very much. And it was fun to bring it home in 23-24 for you. We had some great moments. I mean, you think of sectional victory over Spash, beat Memorial three times in a season.
Yeah.
It swept through the BRC, undefeated 14-0 in the Big Rivers Cup. This team has set some marks that may never be eclipsed.
I mean, I hope they are. Hopefully, eventually we'll win a state title. But, they set the bar for everybody else.
They sure did. So it's been fun to bring it home. Thanks to Super Sam Aberle for keeping us on the air today, our producer. And for all of our fans, thank you for texting and checking in. Appreciate that very much. Got a big Cardinal Nation out there. And you're all over the country, all over the world. And appreciate you very much. We're all hurting today. But Chi High, got to remember what a special season this was for the Cards, and they finish off at 24-4, best record ever for Chi High Hockey. Final again here in the state semifinal. Brookfield East Co-op, the Stars, beat the Chi High Cardinals 6-5 in overtime. From the Bob Suter Capital Ice Arena in Middleton, for Cooper Fosvick, I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining us today and all season long, and we'll see you next season. This has been Cards Hockey on WOGO.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of Chi High Hockey has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bolvey of Caldwell Banker Breniza Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Thanks for listening to Cardinals Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program, Already in Progress.
WOGO, your sports station.